Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your divas. I'm Angie.
And this is Rachel.
Okay, and we have our other fellow host, T, who's not really, she's a little under the weather, so she won't be on the air with us tonight, but she will be listening. So if you want to say something to her, you go on and holler at her. The number is 646-238-3838. We got our CEO, Rich Money and Miss Lavina. Shout out to them. How was everybody's week?
Mine was all right. Can you hear me, Diva?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Mine was all right. I cannot complain. I got plenty of rest again, which is well needed because working all those hours, you know, double back, I need a day or two here to get an extra 2 or 3 hours in the sleep. So that's definitely a blessing. I'm grateful. How was your week, Diva?
Oh, my week was, it was long already, but even though we only in the middle of the week, I'm still trying to recuperate from a birthday
yesterday. Hold on. Before we go any further, Angie, Steve, are you there?
Yes.
I must do this. Everybody, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Angie. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have now entered the 40 and over club.
Oh my God, welcome to the 40 and over club, people. Welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you. How do you feel? I feel like I felt yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not really no different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just think, again, I thank God for allowing me to see another birthday, a 40th birthday. You know what I'm saying? Because, quick story, I had a cousin that passed away 2 years ago who didn't make it to her 40th birthday. She was only 38 years old. So, again, I thank God for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, we're going to get on with the show because I think tonight we have some serious topics, as always. And our topics can get, very deep. We appreciate everybody's opinion with a capital O, because there's no right or wrong in our situations. They're strictly everybody's opinion. People deal with things in different ways and react to things in different ways. We just want everybody to know we are adults on here. We act as such. So, with that said, I'm gonna give you ladies the first topic, and we're gonna get this thing on and popping. So, our first question of the evening is: if your ex calls you and asks you to have a romantic evening, would you oblige or would you deny, and how would you handle that situation?
Oh my.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're talking exes now, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're not in a relationship. However, this is strictly exes.
Oh. Okay. I would have to say no.
Okay.
Because I'm leaving the past in the past, and what's behind me is behind me. No need to bring it up front in the forum with me. No way. I'd have to say no. As much as I would want to, I would do what I need to do and say no.
Right. Okay. And how would you handle the situation with your ex calling you? What would you actually say to him? Like,
I would be nice about it. I would definitely question why and what it's for and what made it, change, and just find out what the deal is. I communicate with them and ask, why. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way as you, because again, this situation just happened to me not less than a week ago, and my ex calls me and he asked me to go on a romantic, quote unquote, romantic evening. So what I did, I didn't tell him yes or no. I asked him to define romantic. You know what I'm saying? Simply because there's people, not everybody has the correct definition of certain words, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So his romantic could be, all right, a lot different than mine. His, like I told him, and I stated right from the beginning, I said, I would say yes, I can go on a romantic, date with you, but you have to define romantic to me first, because if it has anything to do sexually, it's out of the question. Mm-hmm. You know what? He ended the conversation then. There's nothing else he could say.
Right. Wow.
So, that showed me exactly where you were at. Don't come with some kind of hidden agenda. Was my thing to him, you know what I'm saying? Which is what he was doing, coming with some kind of hidden agenda. Now, even with that being said, he calls me for a romantic evening less than a week ago. My birthday was yesterday. He didn't even call. said, you know what? You know what, you sucker. You know what? He just displayed his whole card to me, so it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, so that's why I said defined, because, again, a lot of people come up with different concepts, different, you know, what you call it, definitions of words. You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
A lot of times, even when I go to church and stuff, I have my dictionary with me, because I've been thinking all this time one word mean one thing and it means something totally different. And it just, you know, that was just a little something I threw in there, but it makes a big difference.
Oh, heck yeah, it does.
Knowing the proper definition of certain words, so that's why I asked him that.
Exactly.
So
can try to go on a romantic date with you after so long, but then can't even call you to say happy birthday. Really?
Can you imagine, you dirtbag? You know what I'm saying? You're a dirtbag for that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, people, with that being said, we're going to come back to this conversation.
Okay.
We're going to go to a song and come back. Listeners, callers, call in and press one. We're going to go on a song break, so we'll be right back.
Okay. We have our second question as well. So.
All right.
Okay.
Look, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Whatever, I'll talk to you later. He's not coming.
You know what that means? It's turn it on! Let's go! Are you ready?
My name Wale. And I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Word.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacksaw. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving you, get your groove, so stellar.
Word.
Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
What do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that high, better be good. A man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
Tell me no when I put on a show. Anything I ask for, you better.
I know what to do with it. 4 minutes cool, nigga, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm a fish, girl, huh? You know I'm giving you the piss, girl, huh? Don't be denying what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? Intern, I make a
your lips burn.
Yeah.
No doubt, toes out, I make them shits curl.
Yeah.
Make your dreams real.
Yeah.
Change the whole world.
Yeah.
You don't never want to leave.
You go, girl.
Voila. Don't get it messed up, I'm special.
I like that song.
Yeah, you better listen, again, that's that song that demands what she wants, you know what I'm saying? There's no beating around the bush what she wants. You better be good to me or else.
Yes.
You know? So, again, I'm going to go on to the second topic.
I'm waiting for it.
Then we can start taking our callers. So. The second question is, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually?
For whatever reason,
whether it's medically, well, you know, it's all medically if he can just stop performing, but a lot of times it's mental, but, you know.
I had a mate that just he just couldn't perform. But this was the same mate that I had found out was sneaking and using my toy. But before I knew that he was sneaking and using my toys on himself,
uh-huh.
I didn't, you know, I'm like, why isn't this working? You know, then later I found out that he wasn't interested in penetrating, he was interested in being penetrated.
Whoa.
I thought it was something medically that.
That
was,
you know, listen, that was like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
you know that you took that to a whole new level with that one. You know that, right?
Yeah. You brought up the topic and, you know, you would think that, okay, it's something medical.
Okay.
And or either it's me, but no, it wasn't me. It was, you know,
that
being said, what would you do if your mate couldn't perform sexually?
Again, now, I'm with you. I was there. Listen, right? Now, he was in a car accident, which it severed... a bone was broken and it severed his urethra, which it forced him to not be able to get an erection.
Oh.
It didn't. So it didn't take away his desire. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we were trying other avenues. We were trying other avenues to try to get this thing to work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make it work. So I said, all right, we went to all kind of urologists and different stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, we're going to work with this. So, but after a while, he had the desire so much until it was like he was beckoning me to do whatever we had, whatever he wanted to do or whatever we could do at the moment all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the time. So it's like I kind of felt like a prostitute after a while, like, oh, he wanted now. I was like, okay, now... It just got so crazy to the point where he even took it to where he thought he could talk to other people, other women. He thought he could be with other women, and it's a pass simply because he wasn't able to perform all the time. So he was like, well, I can't sleep with none of them because of whatever. I said, that's still being selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here, I'm accepting you. I'm accepting you with your condition and all of that stuff, and yet you felt the need that you could still talk to other women and stuff like that, not being able to perform. So at that point, our relationship was over. I was like, you know what? It's done. I tried to do it. I tried to work with you with your situation. You displayed selfishness, so at that point, I left. We split,
right.
And he just thought it was just because he couldn't perform sexually. I said, no, it's because of your selfishness.
Right.
So, but I did. I stuck with him. As surprising as it is, you know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, it's like, why are you with this person? Is it just because of the sex? Or is it, you know, what are you in this for? And it wasn't just sexually, you know what I'm saying? So, and I tell you, it was a deep situation. It was deep, and it can get very, very deep because now, why are you with that person? And you are asking, why are you with them? Are you with them because of the sex?
Right.
Now that he can't perform sexually, where do you go from here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I was at my wit's end just because of his selfishness. Like, listen, I'm already trying to deal with the fact that, you know, I can't get it like I want it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm still trying to work with you.
Right.
This trigger wanted to act stupid. He wanted to act stupefied, and it just wasn't happening. Not on my watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we
have our first caller, Diva.
Oh, okay.
It's Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I is here. What's going on?
Hi, Mike. Hey.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being our faithful caller, too. You were calling in like clockwork. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when I just heard Rachel say, I don't know.
Wow. What did Rachel say that bothered you so much?
I heard her say something about a man being penetrated.
Oh, yeah, you had a right to think about that one. I'm telling you.
I hadn't even planned on bringing that up, but the topic came up, and I had to answer it. I'm part of the show, so I had to answer it. And my experience with it. So, you know, like you said, without topic.
Yeah, well, maybe Mother Nature ain't providing his eyes. I don't know.
Well, listen, it happens like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. You have to also put karma in effect at this point. You got to ask, why would the Lord have this happen to me at this point in my life? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sit back, start thinking, what have I done to, you know, to deserve this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of stuff. Trust me, a lot of that stuff came up in our situation. Like,
I'm going to keep it real with you. If you with a man and he's doing what she said, you ain't do nothing. It's his fault. He got something wrong with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely got something going on with him.
Yeah, and that was my thing. I had to come to that point. Like, oh, were you leading your life with your penis? Is that why the Lord cut it off or something? I really need to ask all of these questions. Is that how you were leading your life? Is that what you were seeing all the time or what? We might not ever know the answer to why. You know what I'm saying? To why, to that question. But you do ask. I know I did. I asked, like, wow. Wow. Of all things that could have happened to you in this near-death experience, that had to happen to you. Like, okay.
I don't know.
That's a serious situation, right, Mike? That's crazy. That's crazy. And
that's real crazy. It's like, you know, like, what actually made you go that route?
Of what? Picking the topic?
I'm talking about the situation. God damn.
You talk about Rachel's thing.
Yeah. Well, what's the topic? You never told me the topic.
Oh, I apologize. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you the first topic, though. The first topic is, if your ex calls you and asks you to have a romantic evening, would you oblige or would you deny? And how would you handle the situation?
You know what I'll do? and kiss my natural wrong black. Ain't no way that's happening. Because you're going backwards. If we're not together, we're not together for a reason. It ain't my fault.
Right.
And don't sound like Scooby-Doo. No. No.
You crazy. Mike, you are crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Past is the past, and that's where your ass stinks.
That's like opening the old wound, because then if you would oblige, you're opening the door to think that something possible is gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? That's why you know, when my ex asked me, he's like, "Could you want to go?" I said, "Define romantic to me, because if you think it's something sexual going on, partner, it's not happening."
All right, can I ask y'all a question real fast?
Sure.
Okay. What would y'all do if your ex came back and told you they hit Lotto and will give you $1 million to get back with him?
It's on the popping. Listen. Okay. Listen. You know why? Because we did it for love already. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's time for the cash. Yeah, I'm gonna take you back. It might not last long. I know I probably sound wrong for saying that, but listen, hey.
I don't mean they're gonna give you one. Okay, so they like, well, I just hit $1 million. Let's get back together. Let's make it happen. But you already with somebody, so you gonna leave that person you with to go back with your ex?
Oh no, I couldn't do that, because then once the money's gone, then that's, you know, what happened. If I'm single, there's something different. If I'm with somebody,
I
could. But listen, if I was a single woman, sure. But if I was involved with somebody, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want that karma either. I wouldn't want that. Because again, once that $1 million is gone, then what? You know what I'm saying?
You gave
up the love of your life to be with this $1 million that disintegrated.
Let's do it like this, okay? If you could do it without your main person knowing, would you do it? If your ex said he had $1 million and wanted to share it with you.
Now, I could probably do that, too.
No.
Listen, I could probably do that, too. Call it what you want. My mama ain't raised no fool now.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't raised no fool.
Oh, Lord.
You could call it what you want to, Mr. Mike.
Money talk, BS walk.
Oh, yeah. Lord. What is this coming
to? Wow. Well, all right, now give Mike the second topic.
Yes, the second topic is, Mike, ready? Well, this is the topic you actually came in on. It's, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually?
What would I do?
Yes, what would you do? How would you handle that situation? If your mate can no longer perform sexually, what would you do?
Oh, they could just say normal based on sex, and regardless, it's still oral sex involved. So, you know?
Yeah, so, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Again, I've been there, done that, to the point where, though, he wanted oral sex like 4 or 5 times a day. I'm like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Because it seems like without him being able to perform, have an erection, his desire for it got higher and higher. You know what I'm saying? So I think now mentally it's done kicked in like, dag, I can't really perform with her sexually, but shit, my needs still need to be met. And he wanted 24/7. Like, no. I said, now I feel like just a prostitute.
Why? You sure? It probably couldn't get up. Who knows?
It couldn't, because he was in a car accident, so he couldn't. He still had the desire. The desire was still there. He could still ejaculate, but he could not get an erection. So that was a hard situation to deal with. Like I said, I was willing to do all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's other ways for a woman to be satisfied as well. But, you know, when you start being selfish about the situation, playing the ultimate victim, mm-hmm. then now there's a problem, because you weren't the only one that was really affected by that. Physically, it did affect you, but, you know, everything else, it affected people around you. So you have to think, sit back and think about my mate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he didn't. Very selfish. So I said, you know what? I could do a lot of things. Selfish is not one of them.
Right. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So, wow.
That was real touchy. Very hard. That was hard. The breakup was even harder. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, what do you do now? You know what I'm saying? To the point where I'm usually one to give people advice on a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for it at that point. Like, what do you do?
Wow.
Who can I turn to for that? You know what I'm saying? Without having to run into the arms of another man. Because otherwise, they taking advantage of your vulnerability right now. And it's not happening on Ange Watch.
So you left a man and he needs to die. So you left him because you may left him because you couldn't get it up.
No, that's not why I left him. Again, I told you, I left him because of his selfishness. He was very selfish because, again, he started seeing a whole bunch of other women, I guess to give him a self-esteem boost. You understand what I'm saying? And, okay, we worked through it the first time that it happened. Okay, we're going to dead that. I'm here with you. We're going to rock with what your situation is. It continues to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're showing that you're just all about you. That's what you showed me. You know what I'm saying? We had other options. We did other things. You know what I'm saying? So you just showed me how selfish you are. And like I said, I play a lot of games, but that's not one of them.
Wow. Well, we're gonna take another song break. Stay tuned, listeners and callers. Press one and join the conversation when we come back from this song. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Right back.
Stepped up in the club where them chicks be at. You were standing at the bar, saw you from the back. Leg straight, banging, and that ass is fat. Bulgari on your body, girl, I fucks with that. I'm the type of cat, I know what I like. Home and wife. So won't you go grab your coat, get your bag. I'll be in the parking lot chilling with the roof guy. If ever in need of love, if you ever need a love, you need someone to trust. Baby, come over. If you ever need a friend, I'll be there for thick and thin. Slipping. Now tell me what he gonna pull next. He checking out at the mall. What's up with y'all? Maybe we need to talk. I can tell he's been thugging you well. I see it's where you need to be. See, love won't hurt for nothing. Ain't no sense in fronting. Gotta keep that paper coming. If ever we need a love, you ever need a love, need to get a love. Baby.
Hello, okay, welcome back. And what do you say, come over?
Yes, that is pretty
cool. Like, he sounds like a good friend to have. Like,
oh,
that was Jaheim, right?
Yes, he could speak to me all day, night, long. I love listening to him.
Yes. Woo!
That's my husband in my head.
Hello. Well, everybody, you are on the GQ Palace Love Fantasies with your divas, Rachel T. and Ange, 646-238-3838. Press that one and get in on these hot topics tonight. And as everybody know, we do have another part of the show, which will be coming up soon with our diva, Rachel. But we're not going to get into that just yet. And we have our faithful caller on the line, Mike. We have Mike in the building. So, and again,
yes,
call in and talk to us. Press that one and get in on this conversation. So, like we were discussing before, you know, how I don't know if the topic was about selfishness, but that's where it put me. It wasn't about selfishness, but that's where it led me to. Like, God, some people really are just that daggone selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
and you
want to
be positive. You want to be positive about these things, but, you know, it's like, guys, now you're forcing me to judge you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I can speak on my situation. I can speak on, you know, with my situation. I had, you know, brought it up to the front and said, look, I see that something else is going on here. Is this, in fact, going on? Because I see the, you know, I see flat out, you know, you've been caught, and so the excuse was, well, I just wanted to see how it felt so that I can help you to be able to handle anal easier.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking, at first I'm like, okay, well, because I didn't like that. I didn't want to do that. I was
right.
Not liking the, you know, so his excuse was, well, I was trying to see how it was so that I can tell you better how it's going to be, how it's going to feel. So later on, I gave the benefit of the doubt, I did. So then later on, I kept catching this happening, and it got worse and worse. So then I confronted it again.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you mean it got worse and worse? What do you mean it got worse and worse?
It got worse because I kept catching him in the ass, and the denial. Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't catch me. Oh, no. Somebody else was Somebody else must have went and found it and put it down. When the kid must have went and dug in your box. No.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. The second topic is you found out that your mate, you know,
no longer performs.
Any longer. So I was wondering why this was happening in my situation. I'm wondering, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's me or maybe it's something medical. So I looked deeper into it, and I found out that instead of being a penetrator, he likes to be penetrated. And then I found out that he was
playing with your toys?
Yes, sir.
What kind of Lord.
And then the lies kept going, and then you know you can't go to anybody and talk to about this.
Right.
You like to keep to yourself, so you try to keep it within the relationship.
Right.
About it, and it started.
The whole way was swinging both ways.
Well, I didn't know. I never got that far. I never, you know, stayed with it that far. Because by him denying and by me, you know, knowing that something was wrong, it caused me to then be angry and call names that maybe this person wasn't gay, but this person just happened to like that type of
Oh, hell no. I didn't know. You know what? It's funny because it's crazy because you are always the last person to know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
right.
Actually closest to you. You're the last to know. And it,
right.
and what it does, like you said, you can't go talking to everybody about the situation because the story will get ugly before, you know, before the truth actually comes out.
Right.
But my thing is, I don't know, but I'm going to keep it real with you. Homeboy ain't like the coach. He like what was done to the booty.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, that
is a bad thing. I don't care what situation. People need help in that situation. If you got a girl too, and you doing things like that, something is wrong. You ain't right, and it ain't no manhood. That's something wrong. I don't care how strong you think you are. If you doing it, you putting something up in there, you got issues. You got problems. You need Jesus on your side.
Go to priest, Mike.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you something ain't right. You don't do stuff like that.
Exactly. So it messed with my self-esteem because, you know, you don't tell people that.
That's right.
And you don't ask questions after a certain point of, you know, I mean, I'm talking to, we end up getting into knock-down, drag-out fights about it, and I didn't want to do that, you know. I would catch him in the act. It's like walking on somebody and them beating you up for you catching them in the act. It was like that.
Mm.
You know why? Because you got into fights with him because he probably was the type that, you know, the thug type or whatever. And when you caught him on that shot, it brought out the anger. Like,
yeah. He's mad now because he got caught. Mad because he got caught. Yep.
Exactly. And the bad part, he's not mad that he got caught. He got mad doing it with the toys.
Right. And then who in the world is it? No one's going to believe her story. It was his. What you're saying, no one's going to believe your story, regardless.
Right.
Nobody's going to believe you.
And see, the thing is, though, with that, it's to each his own. If that's what you like, but don't affect me with it. You understand what I'm saying? Don't string me along and have me in this relationship and all of this stuff knowing that you don't want to be here. That's what you want to do, go on and do that. You could go ahead and do that all day. I don't discriminate against people who with their sexual preference, but you're not going to involve me in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who'd you say homeboy wasn't doing it with dudes?
That's a hurt feeling because now, again, you start questioning yourself like, dang.
Exactly.
Serious? Are you serious? This is what I was doing.
If you catch a girl, it's not a bad thing. You understand? Because, you know, that's what females do. So if you catch a girl doing it, you know, some people might be like, yo, man, I'm not doing it right. Or, you know, they might do some things that'll make them want to, like, get in there and do it. You know, like, boom.
Right.
Well,
a female walking and catch a dude bent over and like, hey.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey.
Yes, you are. You are so right. That's a crazy thing to even have the visual right now. It just puts me in a whole different perspective. Like, oh my God, and it's bad because I don't want anybody out there to go digging, be like, oh, let me check and see if he's gay. Let me check. You don't want that. You understand what I'm saying? And hopefully in its due time, if that is happening, it will be revealed to you sooner than later. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just crazy because, again, we talking about health issues going on and all of that stuff with all this crazy stuff going on nowadays. It's just like, I can't believe you really disrespected me like that. Now I feel totally disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to take me out of camp.
I think I've got to definitely lower female self-esteem.
Yes, you're doing it to yourself.
And the like he was dealing with Mary and the four sisters. He had Kuta Kente with him, man. He's going.
Crazy! Oh my gosh, that was just that would take me out of character and put me straight in the gangster. It's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you nasty, bleep, 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 bleep.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And like I said, if that's what you want to do, go do it. But don't do that here with me. Don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that with nobody, really. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Go and be by yourself and do that. Yeah.
Taking a person's toys, too? Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Lord.
That was a liar.
I'm about to go back to school on a spiritual Sunday right now. I really don't.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
When you found that out.
That's deep.
That's crazy. That's really a crazy thing. It just got my mind shifting up 20,000 times right now. You know what I'm
what
saying?
What do you do in a situation like that? I'm talking about as far as a female. Catch a man doing something, a man doing something like that. What would I do?
That's a good question. Because what would I do?
I mean,
you
walk in the room and see the man bouncing on the bag, and it's like, hey, what you doing?
Oh my God! I don't know if y'all seen that movie Cover. Have you seen the movie Cover with Vivica Fox and Leon and a couple of other actors in there? Let me tell you something. You see that movie, and it defines this whole conversation that we're having right now, to where her man, he was on the DL is how they call it, and they would go out to dinner, and how one guy would know the other guy is gay. He was like, "You got something in your eye? You want me to blow it out?"
What?
And that's
is it on
cute.
Netflix? Is it on Netflix?
I don't think
Netflix?
It's on. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I don't know. I never even checked to see if it was on Netflix. So, but if you get a chance to get that movie, if you can go online anywhere to watch it, watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
You
very,
got
very.
In your eye. You want me to blow it out?
You want me to blow it out? Let me tell you, that movie was crazy. To the point where it drove the woman into like a nervous breakdown, and she tried to commit suicide and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real crazy. And one of the guys was a big name artist. You know what I'm saying? So he was the man. He could get what he wanted when he wanted it. And guess what? He was getting it from both.
Wow.
Yep. So y'all get a chance to watch that. It's called Cover.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have another caller. I'm going to definitely look up that movie, Thank You, Diva. We have Kim on the line.
Let me let y'all know. Tonight, I would love to stay on with y'all long enough, but I got to run it. I got to take care of some business.
Okay.
Real good business, but I'm going to try to call back later on before y'all end the show.
Okay. Thanks for calling in anyway, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Now, happy birthday, Angie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rachel. I'm here with you, girl. Thank you.
Kim, are you there? Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Welcome to the Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How you doing tonight?
I must say, I am laughing. I'm laughing, but it's not really that funny.
Yeah. It's funny, but it's serious, you know?
Right. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I think I would probably come in swinging and push it up harder. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I would come in swinging and then just like, okay, you like it like this? Shoo! And just push
it. Swinging bats and try to stick broom sticks up the booty or do something.
Listen, my toys wasn't the only thing that I found that it was using. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Kim, have you heard our first topic for the evening? I'm sorry.
No, but when I called in, I was laughing. Only part I heard was the part that Rachel was saying.
Okay.
And then, you know, Mike and his crazy self.
Yes, Mike is crazy.
I'm sorry. What's the topic? I'm sorry.
Okay, the first topic is, if your ex calls you and asks to have a romantic evening, would you oblige or deny? And how would you handle the situation?
Oh, no. I would definitely deny.
Okay.
Definitely. You know, I'm one where I can't be friends with my ex. I can't be friends with any of them, because to me, I still try and get the thought of the male and female being friends. I'm still trying to deal with that part.
Okay.
So I know if he's an ex, that means I already been with him. We already tried to build. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
So No.
Yeah, there's a reason that you're an ex. And
exactly.
And if you wanted to be romantic, we had time to do that. And
exactly. It's like kind of like the things you lose, you know.
Yep. Like I was telling before, I asked him to define romantic. You know what I'm saying? Define romantic to me. I want the definition because I know what your romantic is like.
What he said?
He deaded the conversation because I told him if this has anything to do sexually, you might as well hang out. So I already know now that you had a hidden agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You had a hidden agenda. You didn't want to romance me. You wanted to sex me. And
exactly.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
So, you know, you might as well kick rocks with flip-flops, boo-boo.
Kick rocks with flip-flops, boo-boo.
Mm-mm. It's not happening, not on my watch. It's just, no.
Nah.
Like you said, a lot of times, you're an ex for a reason. Again, we had plenty of time. You could have romanced me when we were together, and you chose not to. You chose to romance somebody else. Now that you see somebody else drinking your glass of water, now you want to pop up and do all that. No,
which and keep in mind, it was the same glass of water you had, just better.
Hello, hello. Again, like I said, nobody misses the water until they see somebody else is drinking it. So
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't that the well ran dry; it's just somebody else is drinking it now.
Right.
You didn't want it, so, hey. So, on that note, okay, how would you say it to them, though? Would you be nice to them about it or just be like, no, click? Or, you know, how would you handle that with them?
Well, see, the problem that I would have with that is, one, why do you even feel comfortable enough to call my phone? That would be my first thing. Like, if you're my ex, not only are you my ex for a reason, but for you to have the nerve to call my phone and then say, hey, let's get together for a romantic evening, I'm going to curse you out. But I'm going to curse you out. I am, you know, but I'm going to curse you out.
She's going to tell them all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm going to curse them out on the strength that you have the nerve to call my phone.
You're trying to play me.
Exactly. Whether I'm in a relationship or whether I'm single. Once you're my ex, you're my ex. We don't even communicate. If I see you on the street, I might say hello,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't hold any grudges. But you got the nerve to call my phone. Oh, yeah, I'm going to cuss you out. And then there's a thing called Mr. Call Blocker on the
Android
phone.
Oh, yes, Mr. Number. I love it.
And I'm sure going to activate it. And if you think that you're going to get past that and you're still going to call me, I'm still going to cuss you out.
Yes.
Now you're trying to play me. Like, come on.
Yes, and you know what's funny, because I was just explaining to Rachel before, now, my ex called and asked for a romantic evening less than a week ago, and I denied him on it, and then yesterday was my birthday, and guess what, he didn't even call to say happy birthday. You understand what I'm saying? Like, see, that's exactly why you're where you are now.
Now, but see, I bet you if you would have went out with him, and you would have gave him some of the goods,
uh-huh.
I bet you would have been blowing up that phone on your birthday and flowers and all that good stuff, too.
Yep. I said, oh, no. See, my sanity is worth more than anything monetary or material any day.
Right, but see, that's why I say it's like, to me, it's like if you are still friends with your exes, it's like, all right, you're my ex and I'm your friend, but at the same time, you have them feel comfortable enough that they can ask you out on a romantic evening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, I don't even want you to be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I want you to walk on those eggshells. Because you believe when you see me, you're going to already be upset of what you let out your life.
Right, yep.
So now for you to think that you're even worthy to come back, you really got the game twisted.
Got to twist it, right?
Sadly
mistaken.
And it's
a shame. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, I'm going to give you the second topic, which is, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually?
Oh, well, there's oral, right? I mean, the mouth still works, the fingers still work, right? Or I'm going to say it like this. I would stay, and I would try and make everything work.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with me trying to make everything work and doing my best and trying to be there and everything, you better not turn selfish on me because I'm going to have a problem.
Oh, girl.
You know, you can't be selfish. You have to be considerate to my feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that, okay, let's just say there's something wrong and he can't perform. That means your fingers work and your tongue work, so therefore you better get to work.
Right.
And keep in mind that maybe it's something where that person can still, you know, but they can't actually go the full.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm all down for trying to make it work because the relationship isn't based on that.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, I'm kind of young. I'm 35. So,
right. I still have needs, too.
I still have needs, so I just, you know, I would expect him to, you know, definitely pick up in other areas.
Exactly. Exactly. And see, like I was explaining before, I've been there, you know, to the point where we tried different things. We've been to adult stores. We've been to urologists. We've been to all kinds of things to make happen, things happen. And like I said, I was there. I accepted that when I already knew there was a problem. I accepted that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to make this work. But then he's, again, tried to become the ultimate victim to where he thought he could do what he wanted to do with other women and present himself like a perfect gentleman to other women because of his situation. And I was supposed to be okay with that.
No,
that's selfish.
Mm-mm,
that's
mm-mm.
Totally, totally selfish, and
that's
I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah,
so.
Because you know what? My thing with that would be, okay, the women you entertaining, making it seem like you're a perfect gentleman,
mm-hmm.
you let them come on over here and get locked or 24/7 then.
Hello?
Let them do that.
Hello?
Know? Let
come
them
on
do that
now.
At the end of the day. Like, come on, because you still got to be in the right mind frame to even do that four or five times a day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, technically, to do it one time, you still got to be in the mind frame of like, all right, here we go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you're going to say, all right, here we go, and you're not getting nothing every time. Mm-mm,
nothing
that's
back
selfish.
Out of it. Yep. That is very selfish. And especially, too, you had a point, too, where he can't even make up for it financially. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you can't even pacify me financially now. It's just all about you. So,
exactly.
Oh, heck no. That's like me beating a dead horse.
Exactly. But that's already enough when you think of it. Okay, a situation took place, and, you know, not only can you not perform, but you can't work. Can't do any of that stuff at this point, and you still have the nerve to entertain other people.
Yeah.
No, I have a problem with that.
Wow.
I think my point exactly. My point
exactly.
I have
a problem with that because
and
I don't mind working and busting my butt and doing what I have to do, but I'd be damned if you're going to sit there and entertain the next person while I'm busting my behind, you know, trying to maintain and everything.
Yeah. Like you said, catching lock, doing all that stuff. And, you know, it's crazy because. Even when he was in a hospital, when the situation happened, he was in a hospital, he still was on the phone talking to other chicks right while I'm sitting there. He tried to pretend like it was somebody else on the phone. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
So what happened was, listen, let me tell you how the Lord works. One day, he was bedridden. So the one day, the phone rang, and it fell on the floor to where he couldn't get it. I got it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And
uh-huh.
It never popped up, right, of course. So I said, well, hold up. So then he was like, why are you looking at my phone? I said, I'm not looking. He got so defensive with me just picking the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I didn't even look at your phone. I just picked it up because it fell on the floor. And guess what was on there? That other chick's number. Like, come on, my dude. And you was answering this call while I'm sitting here. You know what I'm saying? Like, OMG. And from that point, I was like, oh, no, this can't happen. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, though, to me, I find it very ironic that, like, I'm just going to say guys right now. I'm talking for the men. I know Mike is probably, you know, listening.
Can't wait to
press the one button and get back in.
Mike and Dave.
Right. But I'm going to speak against the men right now. Why is it that men do that? Because I had a situation like that with this guy that I was with for like 3-4 years. And like he had this high blood pressure issue or whatever. And he had a mild stroke. And I felt bad, like, okay, you had a stroke. I'm going to come up and see you. Now, mind you, when I tell you, boo-hooing on the phone, so sincere. I mean, he would have won an Oscar.
Oh.
That's how the pity party was. Okay.
Oh.
The pity party was deep. When I say deep, it was deep. Phone ring constantly. Oh, pray for me, this, that, and the other. All right, I get it. So everyone's praying for him and everything, and we're all having a pity party for him. He's getting Oscar at this point. So God works in mysterious ways, okay? Now, I went to work. I got the phone call. I told my job I had to leave. I had a family emergency. Tell me why he wouldn't tell me the room number or nothing of the hospital that he was in. So I looked it up. Called 3-4 hospitals, got the right hospital. After I called the second hospital, I got the right one, gave the name. They gave me the room number and everything. Tell me why I walk up in there and I see this big, fat Jamaican lady with dreads all the way past her behind, looking disgusting, sitting up in a chair, and he laying in the bed, in the hospital bed. Mind you, this chick is looking at me like, if looks could kill, I would have been dead already.
Wow.
Okay. Now, mind you, I'm like, all right, am I going to have to throw her out the window or what is about to go down up in here? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, how's everything, you know? And he's like, oh, everything's good, you know? So she's like, who is this?
Ooh.
You know, like loud and just, you know, because she's Jamaican. You know, she wanted to know who I was. So I'm looking at her and I'm looking at him like, all right, well, you going to tell her who I am?
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is my girl. She was like, your girl? I've been with you for 10 years. You got keys to my place, the necklace I bought you, the bracelet I bought you. Like, she's going in on all this stuff that she had done for him, and he still remained with the same answer that this is my girl the whole entire time.
Wow.
When I tell you, that pity party was deep. The pity party was like a pity party like no other. Like, I've never seen a pity party like that before.
Yes.
That's how bad the party was.
That's crazy.
For me to walk up in there and see this chick up in there, and then she want to act a fool because she's going to say, oh, yeah, this is my girl. I want to say so bad, you know what, I'm your girl for now. So since they want to argue, you know, back and forth, she want to question me.
Right,
the 21 questions of who are you, how long you been seeing him. Listen, don't ask me, ask him. Like,
ask him.
Your loyalty's
yeah.
to him. My loyalty was to him, you know.
Right.
He's
supposed
to be loyal to you.
Right.
So what ended up happening, man, I left that hospital that day. I left the two fools still up in there, arguing, acting a fool, and never went back. Like, you know what? You keep her. You keep that Jamaican.
Yeah, you keep that. You keep that one that's supporting you.
Exactly. For 10 years. So my question is, why do men do that? You know what I mean? It's like, if you get sick or you go through something or whatever the case may be, why can't that one person that's been holding you down all that time, why can't that one person hold you down?
Yeah, why can't it be just about her, right?
That's not enough of them.
It's like, why do you still feel the need, you know, knowing that you can't please all of them, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. That was my point. Like, you're already struggling to please just me. You know what I'm saying? Why would you go and take on somebody else knowing that their feelings are now going to get involved? Because what? You're just causing a lot of unnecessary drama. You know what I'm saying? You got getting me out of character, getting her out of character. You know what I'm saying? Don't know what you've been beating her in the head with, and you still feel the need that this must go on because of your to stroke your ego.
Yeah.
And that's what it does. You have to stroke a male's ego. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible.
Oh, I can. And you know what? My ex said that to me too. He said I can have two families. A woman can't. I said, you know what? You sound like saying that. Do you really know what you sound like? Hold up. Let me push record. I'm gonna let you say that again. So you can hear how stupid you sound saying that. OMG. You know what? They just think women are so stupid. Some of them think women are so stupid till, you know, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get away with it. Like, no. You want to see what you still got. If you still got it, oh, I could pull this chick, I could pull that chick, whatever. Guess what? She don't even know your situation, boo-boo.
Exactly. Instead of sticking with the one that knows your situation, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Instead of sticking with that one.
So, yep. And like I said, that's why you're out trying to present yourself to be this perfect gentleman. Oh, I don't want sex. It's not about sex. She just don't know. It can't be about sex because you're not able to.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not able to. So it's like, come on, my dude. You don't even play me like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one like, oh, I'm gonna put your business out there like that. So she, I'm not one for that. I don't want to be put in that position. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I try to work with what we have. You know what I'm saying? Try to actually lower my standard to so we could be an equal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here you want to try to step on me at the same time. Step on me to build yourself up. Like, come on, we don't do those. Uh-uh,
wow.
We don't do those. It's crazy.
Mm-mm.
But right now we're halfway through our show. This is the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, 646-238-3838. And we are going to go into... I'll finish the phrase part of the segment with our diva, Rachel. Rachel,
ow.
I'm going to hand it over to you.
Ow, ow. Well, prior to us going into our finish this phrase segment of our show, we're going to go to a song. So, listeners, callers, just hold your thoughts for a bit. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh,
that's a nice song.
Yes,
that's a very nice song, and it, you know, her deliverance is real good. She, like I said, she's a little crazy. She got a few loose screws. I don't know
who
for what
that?
Reason upstairs, but she's
who
she's
is it?
K. Michelle. She's from
it. You said
she's from. She's from.
Certified crazy.
She is certified crazy. Yeah, she's from Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, she
Atlanta.
Is. Atlanta. Look, we all would have a. We, I think we all got a bit of certified craziness in us when we go.
Oh, I'm crazy.
We going to. I know I am.
Look, I'm crazy, but she got me beat.
Yeah, she. Yeah, listen, that girl got.
I don't know if you watch Love and Hip Hop, but she got all of us beat.
Yeah,
that's
she do. In a nutshell. In a nutshell, because that, let me tell you, she flips out on any and everybody, like.
Yes, for no reason.
Not to bring it up, though, but did you see on Love and Hip Hop when she smelled Mimi with the flowers?
With the flowers, yes! Because Mimi told her she'll never have a man. You don't have no man and you ain't going to have one. She hit her with the flowers.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
Oh, my God, I would have laid hands and feet on her. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so funny.
She does. She just throws tantrums. She throws tantrums. Not only throws tantrums, she throws whatever is in her reach.
Yes.
She be throwing stuff like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know all of what she went through, but there are some situations in life that I know with the life experiences that I've gone through, and I thank God that I'm safe, but there's some situations where, you know, you let a flashback come back at the wrong time, I'm flipping and throwing everything.
Yeah.
So you know what her background is, all that she went through in life, but yeah, she flipped out.
Yeah,
oh,
so, you know what? Okay. I know this is love fantasy. I know this is love fantasy with the Diva Squad and everything, but let me just ask this question, all right? For those divas that do know, you know, what happened with her, now, do you believe that's why she crazy, or you think she was just always crazy, that just went, you know, that was the reason to be crazier?
I think it just enhanced it. What's in her,
okay.
That was always in her, because, again, if you're at a place now that you're kind of over it and everything, you're building your career and everything, you wouldn't react the way you do. So that, I just think that that's always been in her, and her situation just enhanced it.
Uh-huh.
You know, wow. And she's never seeked the proper anger management and stuff like that to control herself. So now she's in this position where she's an artist, or whatever. Now she thinks she has permission to act that way because of her status.
Right, right.
You know, because
well,
of her status.
I wish I knew her dentist because I like her teeth. You know, I know
they did a good job.
They
did a good job.
Man, if I had a lot of money, I'm telling you, I might send her an email being like, "Hey, girl, can I know who your dentist is?"
In that Atlanta area, please, Dr. Kevorkian with her crazy self. Yeah, but I just personally think that was always in her. She's always had this pouty, very catty attitude. That's just my opinion. So it's crazy though how she acts, because she react like that to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, you've been through a bad situation. Now stop acting out and go get yourself some help or talk about it and release that anger. Stop lashing out at everybody, because not everybody going to take that. Somebody going to knock your tail out.
Exactly.
And at them, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Mimi was good because she would have been eating them flowers.
And you know what? I don't even think she's a fighter. I think when she gets her liquid courage, I think she wants to be more than what she is. But I don't even think she's a fighter at this point.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, because she's good for hiding. She'll swing some and then run and duck. You know what I'm saying?
You know how a dog that's on a chain will bark and bark and bark and bark and bark, but you step up to that dog, step to that line at the end where that dog's chain choked him. Let him try to run up on you, and he can't. He's not going anywhere. So all it is just a dog that's on a chain barking. She ain't gonna do nothing but bark.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah,
you got all this barking, no bite. You know what I'm saying? And now that she's actually on TV displaying all this stuff, no man really is gonna want to deal with her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're like, I ain't messing with that crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? She never had me locked up for knocking her out or whatever the situation is. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be kind of hard for her. I don't know if she's putting it on a little extra for the ratings of the show or whatever, but it's not a good look.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She, you know, and she's nice looking. She's got beautiful music and all that, but she's messing up her reputation with that.
She's
attitude.
Wiping that out. Yep.
Well, I don't know. I think she's a nice looking woman, but I think her butt is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculously over.
You know, exactly. I think that anyone who does get injections, I think they should just be mindful of their frame of their body. You know,
Right.
Where you're gonna be careful. You don't go for like a Buffy the Body butt when you have a toothpick shape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You straight up and down. Only in the butt area you pop. No,
exactly.
You have no. You don't have the hips to go along with it or the thighs. You all of that stuff runs together. Like.
Right.
Otherwise, like you said, it looks artificial. It looks ridiculous. Like, you know, even when
I think that's what's wrong with a lot of the women today, though, is that they're so caught up with the cosmetics, you know.
Yes.
Cosmetics of everything.
Yes,
I think it's
ridiculous.
Everything is all so cosmetic. It's like, all right, granted, if you want to get, you know, your teeth done, get your teeth. To me, I'm like, all
right,
you got to get your teeth done, get your teeth done. But when you go and you get these big, oversized breasts and this big, oversized butt that looks disgusting.
I'm like, oversized teeth. There's some people with some oversized teeth.
I used to have Rachel Silver.
That's flippant, man.
Teeth that's too daggone big. Let me find out.
If I had some money, I would like to take the fat from my stomach and the fat from my arms and add it to my butt.
Right.
I agree. I would definitely, yeah.
But when you think about it, that's nowhere near, like, half of Nicki Minaj's butt cheeks. Let's just say that. It's not even one of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
And see, it's crazy because I naturally have a big butt. You know what I'm saying?
And
to see all of this stuff, like you said, they're so caught up in the cosmetics so they can't even really embrace their natural. You know what I'm saying with the hair. And again, you add a few things, add some tracks or whatever, but they're just ODing now. And it looks disgusting. It looks nasty. You got all these false eyelashes. You take them off. Guess what? You don't even have your own anymore because it rips them off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are getting tattooed eyebrows and all kinds of, you know, all of this other stuff. You can't go back to what you used to be now. You know what I'm saying? It's really taken away from who you are. Okay, like I said, enhance your natural a little bit. Yeah, you know, you might spend $30 on some mascara, but it makes your natural eyelashes look great. It makes them pop because I do it.
$30? I'm cheap. I'm going for $10.
That Lane comb is serious. Let me tell you, that thing is serious. You won't have to put on nothing artificial when it comes to that Lancome.
Look, I don't even know the name brand I got, but I know it's orange. Look, I know it's orange, and to be exact, I was going to go visit my hubby one day when he was in a hospital. And this lady was like, oh, mommy, do you wear mascara? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I got a good one right here, brand new in the pack. Now, mind you, I had just seen it at Rite Aid for like $10.99.
Yeah.
Give me $5. $5. I said, okay, here's $5. I still got the thing. And
shut
I put it on my lashes. And I tell you, I'm like, ow, okay.
All
right. I don't need no fake ones. I don't need nothing. I wish I would spend $30. That's my filling money on my nails.
You can't go. I did, though. It was like, not a full third. It was like $27 or something in Macy's, but it lasts a long time, and it makes my eyelashes long and thick because they're very thin without it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't want to put on artificial eyelashes because it pulls off whatever little bit I have.
Yes, you're
you
right.
Know what I'm saying? So, but that's the only thing that I really splurge on is that. Anything else, I'm in the dollar store getting eyeliner and stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Going in Rite Aid, you know, it's the little Revlon stuff. But, you know, it's just like I said, people are so crazed now with the getting the butt plants and implants and all of that stuff till it looks unnatural. It doesn't even look natural. It's not even cute. You know what I'm saying? And prefer, I mean, so men prefer that for some reason or whatever. They like that, and it's just, I don't know.
They're fighting a losing battle.
Okay,
so there's a malfunction, one's bigger than the other, and then they got a problem.
Yeah, like on the internet one day, one lady's butt cheek flipped totally over. She could flip the daggone thing. I said,
wow.
That is disgusting. It made me nauseous.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God, you know, I thank God for the little things. I mean, I was, again, blessed, but I never used my behind as my advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have it. I mean, some days to carry it around naturally, it gets annoying to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I
do. Like, God, my back hurt today. You know what I'm saying? But thank God that I lost some weight. I lost a lot of weight, so it's not as bad anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but I still
right.
have a big booty. You know what I'm saying?
You're truly dressed. Trying to get there. I'm doing squats, though. I'm doing squats.
Yeah, do them
squats.
Work.
I'm doing squats with stilettos.
Squats work, though. It give you that butt lift. It lifts your butt up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Give it a little more definition. So,
squats
do work.
I ain't squatting nothing. But we're going to go to finish this. We're going to finish this phrase. Of this show.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
She said,
I ain't squatting that.
No. I'm holding on to a little bit too much to be trying to squat. I got to lose it first and then start squatting.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to our finish this phrase segment. Listen, Jesus. Okay. Finish this phrase. We got engaged. My mate purchased the ring. He purchased our ring. So I went to go get them polished, just cleaned up, making them look really pretty. I find out they're fake.
You know what? I might have ended the engagement. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right, so I'm fake. Is both of them fake or just one? Mine. I go to get them polished, and I find that they are fake. I'm talking about the gold, the diamond, the whole thing. It's just, they're as real as they look. It's just the whole thing's fake.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Like I said, I might have went home and ended the relationship. Like, I can't believe you even presented this to me, knowing that it's not real. You know what I'm saying? You played me. I would have just felt totally played. I'm like, you know what? I can't.
Okay. All right. But okay. How about this? Okay. The ring. Okay. Both the rings are fake, but obviously they're nice rings, and you're the only one that knows it's fake. So would you really end the relationship because the rings are fake?
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I couldn't just end it. I would be mad, though. I really would. I wouldn't end the relationship, but I would really be mad. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Now, if he comes to me and says, okay, well, I really couldn't afford to get you the ring that I wanted to, or really whatever, this is all I had to give, then we can work through that. You know what I'm saying? And as long as nobody else knows of me, and it ain't turning all copper on the bottom and got my finger green, then we could work with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could take a cubic zirconia. I don't care. It don't have to be a diamond because, you know, some of them are nice. As long as the band is real, though. The band has to be a gold band or a platinum band. You know what I'm saying? To that effect. But it can't be. Don't come to me with no bubblegum machine ring. I'm sorry.
Look, I want the receipt. I want to know, and on the receipt, it better have the address. I want to know how much you paid for it. And I'm going back to the dealer, and I'm shutting it down.
Yeah,
so
it's going to shut down.
What if he proposed to you, and you accepted, and he said, now we're going to have to, you know, budget. We're going to have to budget a bit because I did depend a lot on the ring. So we have to be on a tighter budget for a while until we get married. And then you take these rings to get polished up and clean, and you find out they're fake.
Oh, no. That's why I want the receipt, and I want the name of the company that you got the ring from, and I'm going there, and I'm shutting it down. When I'm done with them from suing them and then adding you in it for pain and suffering,
mm-hmm.
you know the relationship's going to be over.
Yeah.
Because then it's a lack of respect. It's like, if you knew that it was fake, then yes, I have a problem. But if you didn't know that it was fake, then I'm suing. I'm suing a company.
Then we taking it to the courts because
right.
But here I'm thinking I'm rocking a 4-carat ring or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm again, this is just a cubic zirconia. Got my finger itching. Like, come on, we're not doing those.
What if he won't present you with the receipt? And he said, well, you don't believe me, babe? I spent a lot of money on this. I'm telling you. Why are you not believing me, babe? I spent a lot of money on this. We got to be on a budget until we get married now. I spent thousands of dollars on this.
Then I'm giving you your ring, and I'm going to let you know. Do me a favor. We're together in a relationship, but we are not engaged until you can produce a real ring because this is fake. Well, mind you, whoever told me it was fake, I want that in writing. So when I go home,
that's right. I gotta have ammunition when I get home.
Yep.
I ain't lying. I gotta have some kind of ammunition when I get home because I can't just come to him and say, "Oh, the man told me it was fake." I want you to. I'm gonna show you that the man told me it was fake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And here you claiming we got to eat oodles and noodles and peanut butter and jelly for the next 10 months. Oh, come on. We're not doing those. That can't happen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because it's just, you know, again, how... You don't think enough of me, you know what I'm saying, to even come to me with the truth about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Come to me with the truth about it. I'm not going to trip because you couldn't afford a better ring, but don't present something to me in one way and it ends up being something else. Because
right.
Then we got problems.
It's a lot of money. You got to have Roman noodles.
We gotta eat ramen noodles, the 10-cent noodles, and the old peanut butter with nothing in it, the nasty peanut butter. That's
awesome. Ooh, with all the oil up top.
And you see that though? That's nasty. Dried up peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Peanut butter and the jelly that's in the same jar because you wanted to front like support me something. Stop playing. It's not happening.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
I don't know where you get these finished the phrase from, but that
yeah.
was good.
Yeah.
I'm blowing gasket though.
Listen, I don't even think of them. Sometimes I get a clue from my divas. I get a little clue, you know, maybe we should do this or maybe we should do that or maybe you should, you know, say this or say that. So then I would add to it. And I know this time around one of my divas gave me a clue and I'm like, okay, well I'll switch it around and add to it. But I always wait until the last minute. Y'all hear me? The very last minute. Like when we start our conversation on the show.
Uh-huh.
It's when I start writing my finished phrase. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Would you guys give your mate a fake ring?
No.
No, I couldn't because you know now that's just saying a lot about me. I know I couldn't. It would have to be. It might not be $1 million ring or whatever. I'm just throwing figures, but I couldn't do fake. You don't understand what I'm saying? That's just me personally. I have to wait until I can actually afford it so I can come forth. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got engaged a few times to the same person, and each time we get to an argument, I go and pour the ring in, go give me some money, And it was like two times. I went forth, won the ring in, and they were very nice rings. And then when it came to us deciding that we're going to get married, and it was time to purchase the ring, we had spent so much money on the wedding and all that stuff in itself that when it came time to purchase the ring, we couldn't afford really nice rings. So we got some really nice looking cheap rings. And then later on, they were real bands, real, but then it was, I don't even think it was a Cuban zirconia, it was just a sticker up, a sticker. So later on, I took them and got them, the diamonds added to the set. I did, and it came out very, very nice. But that's what I get, though, for getting mad and pouring in the first two really nice rings that, you know, cost a lot of money. I ended up having to pay for the, you know, the second rings, and they were beautiful. He appreciated them. Anyway, we're going to go to a song, if you ladies would like to.
Okay.
And just hold your talk for now, and we will return.
Okay.
Ow.
Yeah.
Keith Sweat.
That was Keith Sweat, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Like that.
He said, I just want to kick again. And we already know what to do. Say, we just want to kick it. What's happening? Just want to kick it until I got you weak enough to have you naked. To have you naked. We already know. We already know the game they kick. Come on now. Come on now. Listen. I mean, some women don't, though. You know, some chicks are total Facebook, Instagram, and they believe everything somebody tells them. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so sad to see all of this stuff happening right now. Like, wow, y'all really just settled for that. Like,
well, listen, I had a friend, and I thought this was a real true friend. You hear me? And we were close, and we were tight, and I confided in her about my issue. And would cry to her, and she was, for some reason, I didn't pay attention to the fact that she wasn't sympathetic. And, you know, she was like, oh, it's going to be okay, or you should, or, you know, she would just always look at me with this blank stare, you know, which wouldn't really answer, but I'm just confiding, because she's a good friend of mine, you know, and she's always there hanging out with me, and, you know, would drink with me when I wanted to drown my sorrows and stuff. And so, come to find out, this friend I was confiding in, now she knew all this trickery that this dude was pulling because I confided in her. Guess who ended up messing with the dude?
Ha!
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so there's some trickery going on. You can't trust nobody.
You really can't. You know what? You really, really, it's hard. You can. There's some genuine people out there that you still can confide in or whatever. You just have to be careful of who you confide in. You understand what I'm saying? You have to know your circle. Know your circle of friends. Like, you know, now I know. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, like they say, always be aware of your surroundings. I'm looking like, okay, she's always around, and you know what I'm saying, trying to see my every move, calling me every 10 minutes or something, like, what you doing, you sneaking up on something. Smelling up on something, and it's sad, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you want to get something, get it on your own merit, don't use me to get it.
All this trickery going on, and we have Kia's on the line. Kia would like to join in on the conversation. Kia, are you there?
Hey, guys. How is everybody?
Hi, Kia. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Hot, huh?
Oh, God, it's hot.
I love the weather, though. I love it.
I love this weather.
Me, too. I said people complain all winter about it being cold. Can't wait till the summer comes.
I love this weather. And it's nothing like when you're with this type of weather. Let's close.
Let me find out you got your Daisy Dukes in your hair shirt.
I don't wear that, but I'm sleeveless. I don't wear that.
I have a jacket
in my office, but I'm sleeveless.
I hear that. Listen, did you hear our topics for the evening?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the first topic. The first topic is, if your ex calls and asks you to have a romantic evening with them, would you oblige or deny, and how would you handle it?
Well, if Vincent called me and tell me, Kia, you want to take me out to a romantic evening, I'm going to tell Vincent no and have a good night.
Okay. Yeah, because like you said, you're an ex for a reason, right?
Yeah. There's no such thing as rekindling something. And look, there's people who rekindle stuff and want to get back in a relationship and everything. I was at NeNe Leakes and, you know, my husband, you know, sometimes that happens, but right now, maybe if I say maybe 6 months, a year, or whatever, maybe, but no.
I hear that. Goodbye, next caller. Be like, goodbye, next caller. Well, our second topic is, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually? Yeah, that's kind of deep, right?
Especially if you're sexually active, so.
Yeah, Yeah, that changes it too. If you like it all the time,
that changes it too. Because do you become moody? You know, you become moody, like irritable. Every time you see him, you be irritable because you know you're not gonna get. You're not. It's nothing gonna happen tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you become
indeed
moody, and then you take it out on him, and you praying to God that you don't cheat.
And you know what? That's a good point,
you'll
though.
You'll be praying. And then Nick, that guy that comes, and he's just like, knowing all good. And you know he's been, you know, looking for you and everything. You're like,
yeah, that's crazy. Like, again, like you said, your mood just changes. Like, gosh, I gotta, you know, I'm laying next to this man here. I can't get what I want or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, at the same time, orally, there's oral sex and stuff like that. But it's like that's just pleasing him. You know what I'm saying? That was just pleasing you. I don't know. That's a hard situation. Like, God, we have to try other things. You know what I'm saying? Something gotta give here. Wow, snap. Yeah.
What was everybody else's response to you? That's a tough situation. That's prayer. That is definitely prayer.
Yeah. Can you say that is prayer?
Because people, you get so irritable, you come home, you're not speaking, and my mother always say, you don't, nobody should go to bed, you let their head down for crack.
Hello?
Yeah,
you know what, you have to, like you said, you got to pray now. Now I'm praying for patience because, you know, you're not with this person solely for sex. So,
mm-hmm.
Being that sex is a major part of people's relationships, you know, and then that's stripped away from you. Now you're questioning, like, okay, do I stay here and we work through this or do I leave? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we end it here before anything else happens? And then
right.
what it does is going to make the man bitter against you. If that is the case, he's going to now try to flip it on you or you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's going to become the ultimate victim. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who's suffering, and you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like at the same time, I have needs as well, and you cannot meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't meet them. So that's like a catch 22. That's a serious topic right there. That's a serious subject. Because, you know, it is going to question a lot of people. People are going to question it now, even for our listeners out there that are listening, you know, to the show right now. They're questioning, like, okay, what happens if that happens to me tomorrow? What would I be prepared to do? You know,
uh-huh.
What am I prepared to do at that point? Because it's just like, you know, I don't want them to think that I was just with them for the sex. But at the same time, the sex is very important.
Isn't that what they say, love covers all?
Love conquers all. Supposed to.
Yeah.
Mhm. Love conquers all.
So, and you know, love covers it all too. But that's a tough one. That's tough.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's deep. That's serious right there. Because like I said,
yeah,
now you're gonna
you're gonna sit back
and ask now. Like, okay, what
mm-hmm.
happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's why a lot of
but
times.
Do you seek counseling for that? But then, but you know, with
sure.
You seek counseling as a couple together about, you know.
Sure.
Will he be shamed not to go to counseling? Because, you know, some men is like, don't want to talk about their person, why they cannot, you know,
right.
Leave their woman and stuff like
anything.
That.
A lot of men probably won't go, you know,
right.
Do that counseling. But, oh, yeah, you definitely reach out and seek counseling. Beavis, we have a new caller on the line. Lala, are you there, Lala?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lala. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hi, Diva.
How you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm fine.
Hello.
Have you heard our topics for the evening?
No, I didn't. Can you repeat it?
Sure, I can. The first topic is, if your ex calls and asks to have a romantic evening with you, would you oblige or deny? And how would you handle that with him?
It depends on the fact of the ex. If I know the ex sex was good, I would oblige just because I know what I was getting. Motivation going on.
Okay, all right. That's crazy.
A little selfish.
Yeah, so listen. You know, it, like you said, it depends on who the ex is. If I kicked you to the curb because you was being a acid bae, then, you know, don't call me. You know what I'm saying? But if we if we split for other reasons, just, you know, on a mutual thing, then that's different. You know what I'm saying? Then that's a little different. So yeah, we can probably do that. We can go on a road. Again, like I said, define romantic to me, because if it's just sexually, then, you know, ask for some booty, and then we can let me say yes or no. Don't try to butter me up thinking you're going to get something.
Exactly. That's where the women control the situation. If they choose to be the ex, and they was the ex for a different amount of reasons, but the sex is always good, then you become selfish for yourself. Like, okay, you can whine and dine me because I know what I'm going to get at the end is good just for the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Thinking for the moment. We're not going to do nothing long term on that. But like I said, some people just have that super, super hidden agenda to where they're like, okay. So with
that's when women become the power and they be able to control it. So therefore, we have control over what we want and what we want.
Right. Having to be in control, not letting him thinking he could dominate whatever, the moment, like you said, whether it's the moment or whatever, not letting him think he can dominate that. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? You know. So our second topic for the evening is, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually?
I think that would all depend on how long he's been my mate, and then that's how long your tolerance level is. So it all depends. If it's a long time, and you know, and it depends on why he's not performing.
Is he out
there with the ex, or if he's out there, or he physically have a problem. If he have physically have a problem, then we have to, you know, stick by this man, because if he's a good man, therefore he's worth, you know, working it through. As long as he's not performing because he's out giving the next chick what I should be getting.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we were saying earlier, that like one of my divas said, she thinking like why he can't perform sexually is because he wanted to be penetrated and not penetrate. You know what I'm saying? That you done changed the level of that. Like, really?
Yeah,
are you serious? You don't want to start questioning yourself, like why he can't. You know what I'm saying? Medically, we try to work through that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, if we have something established, then we can work with that. We'll hold on to that. But,
exactly. But if your routine start changing, you're coming home a little later. Oh, I'm tired. I can't. I don't want to. We know.
Oh, yeah. You'll know the signal. You'll know the response.
You definitely like, okay. All right. Now it's the question. So we have the finish the phrase part of the segment too, and our diva Rachel is going to give you that part for Kia and Lala both.
Okay, diva, finish this phrase. We got engaged. My mate purchased the ring. I go to get them polished, cleaned up, make them look good, and I find out they're fake. I would.
Kia?
I'm going to jail. I'm gonna use violence. I'm just gonna hit him, so I think I'm gonna jail. You know, Rachel, when you read that, my mouth was open. I said, the ring, and then when you said fake, I was like, my mouth was like, oh, what?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, Rachel. I'm gonna have to be violent too, because here I am putting something that I'm thinking is official.
Yeah. But you had my mouth open. I thought when you said the ring, I was like, oh. And then when you said fake, I was like, what? Hey.
But ladies, divas, it's a lot of these chicks that's going around sporting some fake jewelry and swearing it's real.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. If you know jewelry, you can spot. I'm telling you right now, you can spot a fake jewelry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you know jewelry, you can spot it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sweetie.
Chicks that don't care.
Yeah,
every
really
time they
that.
Wash their hands, every time they wash their hands, they're taking their rings off. Oh, I don't want to get it messed up. No, honey, it's something.
You can wash it. You can wash your hand many times. That ring ain't gonna change. I see it all the time in my hairdresser. I'm like, you know, let me put that ring ain't real. Go to the hairdresser when they got their nails done and they got that ring. And I'm like, you know, let me put that ring ain't holly real.
So you bought that out of CVS.
Yeah,
somebody know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This is not even that vivid. This is probably fake.
Yep, just to think you got something real.
Right. That is just so fake and phony.
Yes, like, again, it'd be like, oh, no, I would have to go to him and be like, listen, where are you going with this Cracker Jack ring? Like, really, no, are you serious? Are you serious?
Like me, I see a nice ring and see a nice stone, and I'm going to take it and be nice about it, and then I'm going to go get it appraised, so I'm going to know real quick.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I got to go find out anyway. Well, at the average chick that's, you know, into stuff like that, that's really sentimental about the situation, is going to do that anyway. Like,
oh God,
you see how Erica did the Scrappy? She went and had that thing appraised. Let me see how much he really put forth.
I don't blame her. She wants to see how much effort he put in that ring.
Yeah, let me see how much thought he put in this ring.
Let me see, yeah. And you don't
and
mind
why Scrappy always ready to take it back. He's like, let me get that ring. I ain't going nowhere until I get my ring. That
yeah, Scrappy's ready to go to jail. So he got his, I ain't going nowhere until I get my Viz Naeem.
And she now already called the jeweler, let him know she's on her way in.
Ah, that is too funny. That's crazy because, you know, you have these old fake dudes out here trying to present themselves like they the top of the line dude, but you shopping at the swap meet. You ain't coming forth like that. You got to put your come with something, and then you can say you about something. Don't come with this cheap stuff and wanting me to feel like a certain kind of way when you dealing with this raggedy mess.
Yes, that goes back to the love of hip hop. Stevie said that Rolex ain't real. It's going tick, 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 tick.
His man is going tick, tick. He said, that ain't real. That ain't real. He said, I do those. I got those. I got a couple of them. He said, that thing doing tick, tick. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yo, that show period is funny. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
then he put fight with her eyes.
And then he presented that Mercedes like, I'm going to show you what official is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Mimi actually said to him, all right, you're going to give this to me, no strings attached.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right? I saw that. Mm-hmm.
It's that in the bud now. No strings attached. You giving me this car because you're going to give this to me. This is mine. Not because you want some kind of connection with me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No.
And did you hear the hate on the low? He talked about, oh, that's a 5 series. So he was hating on the low. I was like,
yeah, definitely hating. You know, men are bigger haters than women.
And when they give you something, make sure your name is in it.
Your name
is on it. Papers,
yeah.
You want to see the papers and all.
Exactly. Give me the deeds. Give me that.
Give me everything.
That's mine.
Sure
my name got to be there.
My name better be right on top of it.
Yeah, not
exactly.
You get it, and your name is the only one on the deed. Yeah, I'm still a renter. Shoot.
Mm-mm. Exactly. I bought this townhouse, you know, we'll put my name on it. Doesn't cost. We're gonna pay. Go down there and pay. Put out my name up here. Schedule A. You can add
exactly.
It. Don't just apply it.
I know that's right.
That's why we gotta know more than they know. They think they
can win. Right. Well, we're better thinkers anyway, so
we
anybody
are better,
that...
We better be better thinkers.
Exactly.
They're trying a little slick now. Talking all bad.
You know, men are just slow by nature. They just,
slow
you know...
by
that,
nature.
That goes back, that goes back to Eve in the garden. That's how Eve was able to take that fruit to Adam, and he ate it anyway because you slow. You already had the rules. You already had the instructions what not to do. You were supposed to be directing her not to eat that. She brought it to you and you ate it.
And you know how we could be, y'all, with our hand on our head, pulling our gum, looking at her while he's talking.
They're not thinkers. They do first and then think about it after the fact. No, that's where you're slow at. Let me sit down and think about a problem. Let me think about this real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Snooze, jump to everything and don't pay attention. Oh, he bought me a ring. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the ring?
Exactly.
No,
he's going
to get it next week.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Exactly. Show and prove.
Show.
You have to show and prove. Don't tell me what you can do. Show me what you can do. We done heard them stories at 16 and 17 years old.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, so.
We're smarter. We have to act like we're smarter.
Yes. With that said, we are winding down on our segment, and we're winding down. We're going to give everybody a chance to have a final thoughts on our shows and our topics tonight. So with that said, I'm going to start with Kim. Kim, do you have a final thought?
My final thought, I'm going to have to go with, if you give me a fake ring, I'm suing everybody. If you give me a fake ring, I'm suing everybody. I'm watching him, and I see you messing around with something that I'm supposed to use for my own personal pleasure. You best believe I might kick it while it's in your hand and force it to go all the way up there. And then I know I'm going to jail.
We are, oh, girl.
And I'm going to have to say, you know, I'm past the before I do something, I pray for it, you know, pray for God to just, you know, make sure that I don't do it. Like, I'm forgive me, God, for what I'm about to do right now. I don't even think that I'm probably stop and pray. I probably just be so furious when I walk in the house and I see nothing but red. You know, I don't know what my reaction might be.
Right, right, right. You just turn into that bull. That bull,
yeah.
I see that red flag.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that pit bull, I don't know. But it was a wonderful show, Divas. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kim. Thank you. Kia, do you have a final thought?
Well, my final thought on that ring, and she's right, I'm not thinking. I know I'm going to show because I'm going to be kicking his ass. I'm sorry. I'm not wearing that face ring. I'm all excited. I'm going to show that to my family. Who am I going to show that to?
Right, right.
No way. There's no way. And you know how they always say you have to pray before. She right. Pray before you think. I'm definitely not praying. I'm going to pray after I did my action.
Pray for forgiveness, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm praying for. Because I'm not praying before.
Right.
There's no talk. You don't talk. You just, you know, strike first and then talk later.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that. So, Lala, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Do you have a final thought on our topics tonight?
My final thought is, us as divas, we know how to control a situation. So before it got too far, us as a diva, we know what's real and what's not real. So it wouldn't even got that far where I had to shoot somebody or hurt somebody. I knew from the beginning.
I do.
So
that's
my
right.
final thought.
All right. Again, we'd like to thank all the callers and the listeners out there on the GQ Palace. We see our lines be lit up. Everybody's just listening to the show. You don't have to be afraid to press 1 to talk and whatever, but we do appreciate you listening, and we do appreciate our callers, Kia, Kim, Mike, Lala. We appreciate all y'all calling in. I thank my fellow divas. And Rachel, do you have a final thought, my diva?
Yes, real quick. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost. I'd like to thank the CEO and executive of GQ Palace Radio. I want to thank the callers and listeners. I want to thank my divas for hosting the show with me. Angie, happy birthday. And T, we know you're there. You cannot speak. The doctor said you cannot speak, but we know you are right here with us, diva. Same time, same place next week. Love y'all. Chicky Chick is in the house. Chicky Chick.
Yo, yo, yo!
Hey, Chicky. What's good, Chick?
Hey, man, I'm trying to calm down. Y'all got to listen to the show and know it's found out right now. Just to let you know, man, there's a lot of discipline going on in the Chicky Chick house, man. But I'm going to talk more about it at 9 o'clock. I'm trying to make you laugh about a serious situation. So I'm trying to calm myself down, but I'm going to be ready for the show as a professional should be.
Okay, but I'm going to give you our topics for the evening real quick because, you know, we're running into your show, so I'm going to give you our topics real quick, okay?
Okay,
the first topic is, if your ex calls and asks to have a romantic evening with you, would you oblige or deny?
No doubt about it, do that.
No, you said
that.
No?
I would do that. And I ain't with nobody? Of course I would.
Okay. Listen, hey, it's to each his own. If that's what you feel is necessary, then hey, you rock with that. How about that?
Hey, I've always been cool with everybody I've ever been with. I've never broke up on bad terms, so
okay.
That would be a good thing in my case.
That's what's up. Definitely. Clap that up for you. Now, our second topic is, what would you do if your mate can no longer perform sexually?
For at any instance.
Is she gonna let me make some arrangements so that can be done for me?
Sure. I mean, what would you do though if your mate couldn't perform sexually? How would you handle that situation?
I can't answer that.
Okay. That's
fine. I'm in a situation. If I answer that right now, I'm in trouble.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, it's just something for you to think about, you know what I'm saying? That's a serious topic, and it sounds like we're rushing. I don't mean to rush or whatever, because we are pressed for time, and we have to keep order. So I'm going to let Rachel give you the finish the phrase part of her show really quick, okay?
Can you listen?
Yeah.
Finish this phrase. We got engaged. My maid purchased the ring. I went to get them cleaned up, polished up, make them look really pretty, and I find out they're fake. I would.
Oh, say that again?
We got engaged. My maid purchased the ring. So, and I'm all happy. I take them to get them polished up pretty, you know, so we can make them look really pretty, and I find out they're fake. I would.
Break up.
I think I said the same thing.
Yes. All right. So we are out of time. It is 9:01.
Yes.
And
yes.
We are now entering Chicky Chick portion of the show.
Yes.
Fallout again. Comedy.
Yes, Fallout Comedy with Chicky Chick. Again, we're signing out, and I would just, again, like to thank the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for all his provisions and everything, and thank all our callers and listeners, and tune in again next week, same time, 7 to 9, with your Diva Squad, 646-200-3838. Shout out to Rich and Lavina, our background and our head, and again, we're going to now go into Chicky Chick Show, Fallout Comedy. Let's turn up.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Thank you.
I know what time it is. Check it. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Every Wednesday, 9 to 10, y'all back with the boy in the building. It's your boy, Chit the Comedian, represent for Fallout Comedy Wednesdays, right here on GQ Palace Radio, man. If you don't know the number, you can call in. It's toll free at 646-200-3838. And we got to cut the beat off. I need to be cut off for a minute, y'all. I need to be cut down. Y'all got to understand what just went down, man. Look, I'm sweating like crazy. I can't even explain it, man. My daughter went buku bananas on her father just now. If y'all don't know, I have a 12-year-old daughter. Her name is Kaya. I'm shouting out on the radio right now because I don't know if I was supposed to go into jail. I don't know what happened right now, but I know that the devil had possessed my daughter for at least about 15 minutes. Come home today, and I noticed that there's rags in the sink and the floor is a little watery, you know. So I'm wondering what's going on in my household. We don't keep it like this, you know. It gets clean in and out of the household. So, you know, I'm sitting up there looking at the dishes, and I went to go, you know, wash a dish, and I see water just sprout everywhere. Now, mind you, for the last 2 days, my daughter has the responsibility of doing the dishes. Let you know right now, because if you knew my daughter, you would know that it takes her 2 days to do anything. Anything you tell her to do. I say, Kaya, go to the store. She'll be back 2 days later. I say, Kaya, go to school. She'll be back 2 days later. I say, Kaya, clean up your room 2 days later. And that's how my daughter treated us. So I already knew that she was the culprit. She is the one that broke the water spout. My daughter looks me right in my face and says, Daddy, I did not do it. I don't know what happened. I did not do it. I did not do it at all. So I say, hey, Kaya, You know that you're the only one that's been doing the dishes for the last 2 days. Don't you know that, Kaya? So she looks me in the face like, Daddy, I still didn't do it. So I said, who else did it? You're only here with your cousin. Is you about to grit on the stand and testify on against your cousin? She said, no, she didn't do it, but I didn't do it either. So after a long thing, you know, it finally come out that she did it. You know, I'm going crazy, and, you know, I grabbed my daughter. But then I grabbed my daughter to give her a little discipline. She goes, oh, oh, he's killing me. Oh, my God. She's saying, and I just got it with one hand. So I said, calm down, calm down. So I proceeded to whoop my daughter as if it was 1984, as if that you didn't go to jail for this type of stuff. That's how I gave my daughter my whooping, a discipline. The Bible said, you know, you spare the rod, you spoil your child. She would not be for you in my house, even though she's already spoiled you. It just wasn't going to go no further now. So I'm sitting here like this, man. I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to get my daughter to calm down. So she finally admits it. She goes, Daddy, you know what? I did it, but I didn't mean to do it. Oh, do y'all understand how much I hate that? How much I hate it when someone says I didn't mean to do it. Y'all can turn the beat back on. I don't know if this is funny or not, how y'all took it as being comedy. I took it as being comedy right now, because that's how I'm looking at it. I said, Kaya, do you think that if you sit up there and hit Daddy in the head with a baseball, and you think and you say I didn't mean to do it, does that make the hit any less? No, it doesn't, people. If you sit up there and say, hey, I didn't mean to smack your girl, but does that mean that she didn't get smacked? No, it doesn't mean that. There has to be consequences. So now my daughter's going through the consequences of the repercussions. I got her cleaning every square inch of the house. So clap it up for me being a good father and disciplining my child. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. So, you know, every week I try to start my week off with a monologue. I try to bring y'all the funny things that's going on in my week. And what I really had to do, we were celebrating the release of my DVD. My DVD is now out, people. Yes, yes, yes. Clap it up. It is a 30-minute set. Good enough to be on HBO, but it ain't. Good enough to be on Common View, but it ain't. And good enough to be on Def Comedy Jam, but it ain't. But it is in my house. It is on YouTube. It is called I Am Not Here to Preach, I Am Here to Tell Jokes, by your boy, Chicky Chick, the comedian, the person you get to listen to free every week. So what we're going to do this week, we were going to play it. You know, clap it up, clap it up. We was going to play it like we was going to play the audio. And I don't know if y'all know that they still make audio comedy tapes. Y'all remember back in the day, y'all might have had the Richard Pryor or the Eddie Murphy audio tapes and Bill Cosby. Y'all studying them. You know, I never really studied to be a comic. I don't, you know, I actually don't believe it. To each his own. You have people that go to comedy school. I understand people that go to school to get the better the craft. But you have people that go to school to actually know how to tell jokes. I tell jokes for a living, so I think that you're going to be naturally funny. And I don't know one comedian who just absolutely became funny. He wasn't known for being funny when he was 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. But that's not my case. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know that I'm funny. The people tell me I'm funny. I'm doing all these shows. If you don't know right now, July 2nd, your boy is up at South Mountain Reservation. South Mountain Reservation up in South Florida, New Jersey. Right now they're having a big cookout, motorcycle cookout up there. I'm hosting a party. I'm doing jokes. I'm bringing some of my friends with me. July 7th, also, and this is big shout out to T because you already know about this scene that's going on. I will be down Asbury Park. Yes, right. Your boy's going to be down Asbury Park. I think it's called The Nest down there. I'm not too sure. I'm sorry. I'm not getting it right. But we're going to be doing our thing down there, man. It's going to be me, Ace the Comedian, Vernon Thomas, a host of other guys that's down there, but them the Brick City Comics that's coming down there to show some love to Asbury Park. So we coming down there to roast that thing. I got a whole bunch of other engagements, but y'all know how it is, man. Until I get my paper, I'm not promoting nothing on my radio show. So like I said, just make sure you look out for the calendar. We got it up when you go to YouTube or when you go to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Your boy, Chick the Comedian, make sure you follow me. And yo, this is what we're going to do this week, right? We're going to have some callers on the line. And I know for sure that I have some callers on the line. I told some particular people to call. I told them, I said, I need you to call to my show. I want to judge whether I'm funny or whether I am something that needs not to be on the radio. I don't know. I know my radio voice is rocking right now. I know everybody in radio land is like that. Who is that with that voice telling jokes? That's right. It's me, Chick the Comedian. I don't got no auto tunes. I don't got no hot box changing my voice around. This is what I do. I even got a voice if I was doing late night R&B radio for the ladies. Yeah, this is Chick the Comedian. And you're listening to Hot 97 Late Night Jams.
And what we about to do right now, we about to play a song for Jessica. Jessica, what's the song you want to know?
Oh, my God, Chick the Comedian, I didn't know yet you could translate and you could do R&B, too. But I want to listen to that old Jodeci, Forever My Lady. Can you play that for me?
Hey, Jessica, we can play that for you right now. So right now, we're going to play Forever My Lady. We will be back on the Chick Comedy Jams.
Yeah, clap it up for that. Clap it up for the sexy voice. Clap it up for the sexy voice. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't know I had it like that. Nah, but like, I try to stay in my lane. That's not what I do. I tell jokes for a living. I tell jokes for the Lord. Y'all know what I do right now. So right now, I always know I open up a little monologue. That was the kind of monologue I opened up my daughter. It wasn't really too funny, but, you know, I had to shake it off, whatever. I love my daughter and everything. My daughter knows she loves her. I love her. You know, I've been in situations with them. I'm going to tell you another situation that happened. You know, my daughter has a cousin. And, you know, this cousin's father is well off. You know, he got money stacked up. He got nice. His job is better than mine. You know what I mean? His paycheck nice. You feel what I'm saying? He, you know, he's everything maybe the opposite of me. I'm married, whatever. You know, he's not the same way. So his daughter always flies. She always got the freshest Jordans. She wear True Religion jeans, you know. She's younger than my daughter. You know, she got the freshest North Face jacket. You know how it is. But, you know, your boy ain't into that lifestyle no more. I ain't in the streets no more. I tell jokes for a living. I done changed my life around. So clap it up for that before I finish the joke. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. So, you know, this cousin of mine, he come around sometimes. So, you know, he might have all the hot little bags, the Louis bag stuff. And I tell him, nah, you know, it ain't nothing like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm working, man, doing my thing. So one time we got his daughter is with us and we're shopping downtown. We're downtown Orange, I think. We ain't downtown though. We're downtown Orange. Big shout out to the shopping district out there in Orange. They really around the corner from me, so sometimes I'm going to go downtown North, because downtown North get crazy. I told everybody, I'm not with it no more. That's not what it is. I told somebody, I don't even know what I would do if I was approached. I might just tell a person, what would Jesus do? And before I give him my money, that's why I might say to him, what would Jesus do? So anyway, we're downtown Orange, and we about to go get some sneakers for my daughter. So I'm trying to get some basic sneakers. You know, she needs some sneakers for school. She goes to charter school. She can't wear none of that stupid stuff. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. So she like this. So her cousin like this. Yeah. I like these sneakers right here. I'm about to call my daughter. And, you know, my daughter's looking at the other sneakers, and she know how I am. She don't want to ask me, hey, Daddy, can I get the Jordans? So her cousin over there like, yeah. I'm about to get these. I'm going to get this with my pink jacket and with my True Religion jeans. So I sat right there. And, you know, call it what you want. I lost all composure. I said, babe, go ahead. Get what you want, baby. Get what you want. You feel what I'm saying? And then I walked out. I let her get what she want. And I had realized that the two pair of sneakers I got her was half the rent money. And I didn't know how I was going to explain this to the landlord, but how I did it was, like, when the landlord was on the porch one day, I just slipped down the stairs, and she said, you okay? I said, now I am, now that I don't have to pay the rent. So give it up for that. Give it up for that. But now I had everything planned out how I wanted it to go. Like I said, I wanted everybody to hear the audio of my show, of my new comedy tape. We had some excerpts. I didn't get it so that you could listen to the whole half an hour. I picked like a powerful 10 minutes packed with all the good jokes. Like I said, you can go on YouTube and look at the you can look it up right now. All you gotta do is type in. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes or type in Chick the Comedian. That's Chick the Comedian. I don't play CK because I don't go that way. You know, my name is Chick, but I am not a chick. I am all man. All man. So, like, right now, I don't see nothing coming on. I don't see my lines ain't lit up right now. From my end, I don't know. But my man, Richie, I know he's holding me down. Big shout-out to the girl, Angie. If you don't know, that's Angie from Love and Relationship Radio. They come on before my show, 7 and 9 every day. It was her birthday. It was Angie's birthday. And you know, but Angie didn't tell everybody that Angie is really about, you know what I'm saying, she's 55. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Angie don't look a day over 39, so give it up for that. Keeping herself together. She said all she do is drink juices and eat berries. That's it.
Juices, baby. She keeps it together. But now, you know how it is, Ann. You know I got mad love for you. Big shout out for your birthday. I hope you had a good day. I hope that you did what you wanted to do, not what nobody else wanted to do. That's the kind of situation I was stuck in on Father's Day. You know, I was sitting around saying, like, you know what? I want to sit home. I don't want to do nothing else. I wound up not doing nothing. Father's Day, I had my same little cousin I told y'all about call me and say, yo, you cheat. Boom, boom. And the family going out to this nice restaurant. We sit down, reservations. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you that I ain't cheap. Long story short, he winds up not going. I got the doo-doo face because I paid like $200 for us to eat. And, you know, y'all already know I got my own little catering business. So I'm absolutely mad. Absolutely mad. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to try to refresh ourselves. We're going to try to refresh ourselves because tonight I made me some corn and some kale and some hot dogs. I don't know if that's a combination, but today I was craving hot dogs. And, you know, the doctor told me I need to eat healthy. So along with the hot dogs, I made me some corn on the cob and I made some fresh kale. I don't know if you like kale, but I made kale right now. I tell you right now, I'll battle anybody in kale. I have a kale conversation. So what we're going to do right now, I need my peoples on there, the one or two. Big shout out to the lovely Lavina, man. She's holding it down over there at GQ Palace Radio. She makes sure everything goes down. She making sure the class is on point. She making sure the chairs and the gears there. She making sure my calls is getting through and making sure their voice opinionated. So right now, if you want your voice to be opinionated, or if you think I'm dead wrong for doing what I did to my daughter, or if you think I'm dead wrong for spoiling my daughter and buying the sneakers, why don't you come on the line and express your views? The number is 646-200-3838. All you got to do is press 1. Have the courage. Press 1. I am not the type of comedian that hypes on people. What I do natural comedy on my own. I don't need nobody else to motivate me. So like I said, let me get some refreshing time. I got to wipe my face off because I'm still sweating from giving the butt whooping of the century. You feel what I'm saying? Don't spoil you the ride or you spoil you the child. No, spare the rile, spare your child. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask for you to play a song. It doesn't mean what particular song, but do not, just don't play Ray J's I Hit It First, because I told some senior citizens to call into my show today, and I don't want them to say anything to me when I go back to work. So right now, we're going to play a song. Your boy Chick the Comedian, going to get yourself refreshed. We're going to take some callers. We're going to do our thing. So right now, just... y'all already know what it is. It's Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays with your boy Chick the Comedian. Put that song on for us, people. Yeah.
From the back, leg straight banging and that ass is fat. Bulgari on your body, girl, I fucks with that. I'm the type of cat, I know what I like. See you the type of lady I'll take home in white. So won't you go grab your coat, get your bag. I'll be in the parking lot chilling with the roof guy. If ever in need of love, if you ever need a love, you need someone to trust. Gonna pull next. He checking out at the mall. What's up with y'all? Maybe we need to talk. I can tell he ain't been thugging you well. I need it's where you need to be. See, love won't hurt for nothing. Ain't no sense in fronting. Gotta keep that paper coming. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, your boy Chick the Comedian, he's back in the building right now. Like I said, you need you to call in at 646-200-3838. Like you said, we got a lot of ruckus going in the background. We got some problems going on right now, but we still going to continue my radio show, man. I'm trying to stay positive right now, man. Like I said, I'm trying to stay up right now with everything, man, but it's hot right now, man. And I'm trying to get some callers online. I haven't seen my calls light up right now, so I guess I'm rocking everything right now. So, what I need right now is that I need everybody to be patient with me right now. I need 5 more minutes, man. Y'all know, like I said, I'm in the studio, but my studio connects to my house. We got some issues going on. I need 5 minutes. Play another song for us, DJ, real quick over here. Let me get everything situated. Let me go sit with myself in the quiet corner so I can be able to continue this radio show. So could y'all put something like that back on for me? 5 minutes. I'm sorry, everybody. Put something on radio, man. I need to get myself together. I already told you I got to get myself together. So just play something for us right now. 5 minutes. I promise you when I come back for 5 minutes, I'm going to half an hour straight up. Yeah. Real commercial. A real cop. That's
I know you
want to
go there. But before we take it there, I have a few things I need to clear up.
Baby, tell me where you are. is all I need to know. Will you be?
Crazy ruckus up in this joint. The cousin I was talking about came up in here with guns raising. You know what I'm saying? And nah, it ain't happened like that. But it was just crazy, man. I wish I could just explain everything to y'all, man. But everything and everybody. But your boy is back in the building. It's okay now. You know, but it kind of threw my groove off. You know what I'm saying? You ever had your groove going on, but kind of threw my groove off. I just got caught busted with the icy. I don't know what happened. The studio door just got busted open. And earlier today at my household, somebody was looking for a blue icy. I said, I'm not the one that did the blue icy. I blame them the kids. No, listen, come on. Don't mess with my show right now. I took the blue icy, but I thought it was the white icy. That's what happened. They took the white icy. Who ate the white icy? No, the thing, you know. No, what was it? I busted it off. Can you close the door, y'all? God. See that? There's no respect to my job. You understand? When people up there slipping their burgers at Burger King, I don't go back there and tell them how to do it. When they're up there in the nursing home changing diapers, I never tell them how to change the grown men diapers. I don't tell them how to do their job. I don't even tell them how to do my job. So right now, I'm going to let you know right now. I'm not going to tell you the number of listeners that I have. So right now, what I probably did was I want to apologize to anybody that was in my audience that ever listened to my show if I hurt you. If I said a joke that offended you or I rubbed you the wrong way or if you don't think I'm funny, I'm sorry. I want you to come back by tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/GQPalace. Also, you can call in at 646-238-3838. But somebody told me that this is like big, it's this global barbecue that's going on right now, so everybody's at the barbecue, and that's why I don't got too many callers right now. So I don't want you to clap enough for that. If there's a baby voice or a sad voice, play that for me right now. I'm kind of hurt. But you know what? Yeah. That's how I sound it right now. Right now, there's a tree falling, which is my voice in the forest. And nobody's hearing it. But that doesn't mean that the tree didn't fall and make sound. Because your boy, Kid the Comedian, is a professional. I beat it all the time. Listen, I done did shows, right? I'm talking about literally. I done did shows with about six people. That's accounting the two bartenders, the security guard, the host of the show, and the two people that's only there because it's $2 crab night. Yes, I have. And I continue to tell my jokes as it's a full house. That's what you got to do as a professional. My radio show is not dictated on the listeners. My radio show is dictated upon my audience. There's a difference in having an audience and having listeners. See, listeners come and go. An audience stays. So if I got like two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten people listening in, I got a whole bunch of people that's filming the internet listening because our thing is spread out over a whole bunch of different sites. So I got to be respectful for them. They're sitting back on their computers right now bugging out like, yo, I appreciate this boy Chick because he does it every week. So I'm going to still do what I got to do. Like I said, man, I'm sitting right here in the half-baked studio in my house, trying to calm down the tensions that's going on right now in my house. Temperatures are flaring. You should see how my daughter's looking at me. Yo, my daughter actually grabbed me, y'all. Like, I got a scratch on my arm, and she grabbed me kind of hard. Like, and she looked at me like this. She said, "You're not going to kill me, Daddy, not today." And I said, "What?" See, that's how easy it is to go to jail. Like, what? I'm not even touching you. Like, is you recording this right now? And, phew.
man, I'm sitting up here, just finished eating my kale, my corn, and my hot dog. You know, it's a great combination. And I'm really sitting up here trying to be energetic right now. And it's really hard, y'all. It's really, really hard. It's really hard. And you know what? The producers of the show, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to let y'all know right now what the producers said they was going to do. You know, during the break when I was crying, and, you know, I wasn't feeling too, the producer said, hey, you know what I do? I call in and act like my name is Mary and I'm from Staten Island. And I said, you know what? I don't want you to do that. I do not want to manipulate my audience. I do not want you to manipulate my audience. So I told her, I want to act like your name is Stacy and you're from Jersey City. So right now, Stacy from Jersey City is here live. Come on, please.
Hey.
Hey, Stacy from Jersey.
How are you?
Is this your first time listening to Fallout Comedy Wednesdays with your boy Chick the Comedian?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So how you doing out there at Radio Land?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show.
How does my voice sound?
Good. It sounds good. Besides the singing. Don't sing.
Listen. I don't know. I'm told that when the radio's playing and I'm in the shower and somebody flushes the toilet, I sound just like Luther.
That was my husband, see.
they don't know nothing about Luther. I seen a little kid in the park today practicing at the football, and I said, yo, you look just like Luther Vandross. He said, who is that? I said, oh, almost famous. I said, he don't know who Luther is. Woo-wee. I cried when Luther died. Well, I didn't cry when Luther died, but you can't do a memorial around me. Like I told you, I don't know if I told you before. Stacy from Jersey City. Of course I could have told you before. So I just gave it with a clue. I would mess that up. But, you know, I think I told you before, right? When I used to be working in the church, I used to have different jobs. So, you know, you move up in your levels. Like, I used to be, like, a repairman. I wound up doing, like, you know, landscaping, carpentry, being a youth minister, moved up. So what happened was we'd be having funeral services at my church. So, you know, if you're a member of the church, somebody might die in your family that necessarily ain't a member of the church, but we still had a funeral for you. So it was this one time, you know, I had to go wait for the, you know, the funeral service guys to come in and dress the body up. So, you know, they bring the body in early, so I got to sit there till other people come. So I'm sitting there with this lady that I have no idea who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start, you know, I start cheering up for her. Because I was just sitting here like this. I was just like, I know, I don't think she imagined that I would be the one just sitting here watching after her. And, you know, it got kind of sad. And that's how it kind of was with Luther Vandross. They had the little BET Awards, and they just start singing, woo, 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 woo. You know how it goes. Listen right now, I'm telling you. Woo, 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 woo. I couldn't take it. And listen, I always, listen. Hey, yo, this is the best laugh ever, yo. I swear, yo. Listen. Yeah. Hey, yo, that is actually laughing from a comedy tape. I am not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes. Make sure you buy it in stores around my way because they ain't no other stores. So you got to come where I live at and buy it. But now you made me forget, yo. That was the best clap ever. Yo, because, you know, I be watching some of these comedy DVDs. They really be having fake clapping. You know, they really have fake clapping. Yeah. Like, they hook it up like that for you so it sound consistent. I never really liked that. You know, I never really dig that. So anyway, I always make an excuse why I cry. It's always somebody connected to something. My uncle was a big Luther Vandross fan. And not only Luther, he used to have, like all the old school tapes. You know how you got that uncle who, when he pull up on his bike, because he don't got a car, but when he pull up on his bike, he got the book bag with all the cassettes and everything, the Stylistics, the Shy Lights. I'm bugging. Hail Mary and Blue Notes. You know, Blue Magic, all that stuff, all them people. And he should just be rocking it. Look, you remember this song? Look, really, this is my voice. You ready?
Ready.
Tell me if I sound good. This is keeping it real. Look, and I'm going to do the beat, too.
That's it. Clap it up for that. Clap it up for the Hail Mary. Nah, y'all. See, y'all think I'm playing. I actually know how to do. The two people I know how to do real good is, first of all, can you introduce yourself to everybody before? Introduce yourself to the 2.5 callers that's listening right now. Can you introduce yourself to the 2.5 people that's online?
My name is Stacy.
And where you from, Stacy?
I'm from Jersey City.
Yeah, she remembers how she's good. Thank you, thank you. So, I'm telling you, I'm so sorry I got you to have it like this. So, look, I actually do two people's voices real good that I can sing just like. And this is serious. I can sound like Michael Jackson, and I can sound like R. Kelly all day. All day long, when you hear it, you're going to be like this, oh, my God, he's an R&B sensation.
Okay, right? Let me hear it.
All right, check it out. Michael Jackson. This butterflies. Y'all ready?
Oh, God.
All you got to do is walk away and pass me by. Don't acknowledge my smile when I try to say hello to you, girl.
Yeah! Just like Michael. Just like Michael. How sound, Stacey in Jersey City? How do I sound, Stacey in Jersey City?
All right, you sound like Michael, babe. You sound like Michael.
Okay. Now here go R. Kelly. Y'all better get ready for this one.
All
right. This R. Kelly. Wait.
Girl, I must have been crazy to say that it was over. I had to be a fool to yell out we were through. And now I'm all lonely and feeling down in hell.
Y'all heard? That's R. Kelly right here. And the Grammy goes to... Take the computer for best impersonation on the DQ Power Radio Show. Run it up. You know what's so crazy? When I need them buttons pushed on, like, Q, they never on Q. But somehow, they're on Q because Stacy and Jerry Kidney's online. They just say that. I don't even know how that even possible. So give it up for State Team of Jersey City, because State Team of Jersey City got people doing their job at DQ Power Radio.
Woo! You talk about that clap came?
That clap came faster than the cops in the white neighborhood.
Well,
so, Stacey, how's your day going?
Well, it was all right. I was off today. I enjoyed my day off.
Where you work in Jersey City?
Oh, listen, let me tell you.
You work in Jersey City, Mario.
Look, I work at a crazy house with crazy people.
Crazy. You do?
Yeah. I'm a little crazy too. Yeah, I work at a crazy hospital.
Now I heard that. I know a Stacy from Jersey City who's real crazy, real opinionated, real Miss Independent type. You know, I heard. Did you that Stacy?
Did you
that Stacy from Jersey City?
What you heard?
I heard that you don't even know what it is to wear a skirt, that you wear the pants. That's why. Like, you don't even know what a skirt is.
You heard
somebody
that.
Somebody said that doctor people can't wear pants. You said the devil is a lie. That's what I heard you say.
You heard right.
Hey, you just can't wear pants. You said the devil is a lie. Stop going to that church.
Well, where do I find your DVD on YouTube?
This is what you gotta do right now. I told everybody that right now I'm still working on the fact that I'm not really trying to sell a DVD. This is just being serious. Like, you know, when I'm sending people, when I got my DVDs and they talk about me, I try to give them to people. What I do is I said, man, if I show love on my first one, they're going to show love back on my second one. So right now, the DVD, if you hit me up, my email is at chickthecomedian at you, Yahoo. I said Yoo-hoo. chickthecomedian at yahoo.com. You can get it there. Just send me a request. Write two sentences saying why you feel as though you should have a free copy of my DVD. And if it passes my standards, I will send you out one. You know, I will take care of the posters and everything. I'll make sure you get one DVDs. But it's all on contingent and what you just shared with me. But right now, if you don't play, oh my God, the internet person is on point tonight. I tell you that. So I said, if you can't wait that long, what you could do is, like, the best of that DVD, some of the best comedy that's on there, I made it available on YouTube. All you got to do is on YouTube, go to Chick the Comedian. You can see my page. I only got one video up. Because, like I said, I'd rather have one good video than have 1,000 booty videos. So I believe that everything I post up on my YouTube page, I'm going to make it of high quality, high standard. So you get up there, and you see me talking about my pastor. You see me talking about little kids. You see me talking about the Holy Ghost. You see me talking about drunk men at the backyard barbecue. I hit all types of subjects in 10 minutes. Some of the funniest comedy you have seen. I'm guaranteeing it right now. I think this is my opinion. I feel as though I'm one of the funniest comics that's not really known. And what I mean by that is that in my area, you know, I have a lot of people that I big up and I look up to. Like, we all boys, we're cool. I want to big them up right now. Big ups to Hassan, baby boy Oliver. He's doing big things. He in movies. He's always hosting something. He's always doing something. He's one of my inspirations in comedy. We also got my man Samad Phelps. We got Chris Thomas. We also got I got my man Comedian Ray. I got my man Miss Karma. We got Isha the Comedian. I always mess up her name, but Isha the Comedian. I want to make sure I hit him up. These are all the people that I do comedy with, that I bug out with. Also, my man, Q Brooks. We be doing shows and stuff like that. You know, sometimes we get up on the stage, we do it for nothing. We do it just for laughs. We do it for the people. We do it for the love. But that being said, man, you know, it's a big comedy scene out there that's kind of crowded, man. And I'm really trying to separate myself from everybody. Like I said, I love them and everything, man. But I got a family I need to support. You know what I'm saying? I got a belly that my mom, that's mine, that's growing rapidly every day. That's why I'm trying to be working out of the gym. And, you know, I got to find ways to make sure that I'm all right, man. So I found my own little avenue. I found my little way. I got my little niche, my own little niche. And I'm pursuing it real heavy, man. And that's what, like I told everybody, I've been blessed with GC Power Radio. You know, they accepted me into the family. And they gave me a form every weekend, man. And you know, they always here to support me. And that's right. You guys still coming up. Oh, they would have killed me if I ain't say nothing about this. Yeah, we got a show coming up, man. We got a big show coming up in New York. And this thing supposed to be really jumping. And always, we just did it last month. But I didn't get a chance to get on the stage because we had a lot of rowdy black people. And,
you know how that is.
No, I didn't get a chance to get up there. We had a lot of rappers. So, you know, it was a lot of rappers getting up there. Yo, bust some guns. Hook, floating in the air, spinning around. Your girl got a laser upside down. You know, they was doing all types of stuff. Like, I didn't really get it.
You know,
I'm a rapper still.
Mm-hmm. So,
you're
going to go on next time?
I said, trick, step back. Before I hit you in the back, make you go back. Fly like a bat. Like, what? You just said, what? She said, trick, get back. Before I make you get back, hit you in the back, make you fly back, and make you fly like a bat. Like, what? I said, where did I do that? Where? Like, when you was in the studio, you had your voice say like this, yo, son, that's hot. Did you say they really said that? I don't think they said that. I don't think they agree with that. But now, I'm trying to, that's so crazy. I don't have it offhand, and we're supposed to have it up here. I wish somebody can help me out right now and tell us where it's going to be at. But we're doing big things. It's in New York. No, I do know. It's at Club Allure. That's right, Club Allure. That's in Queens. It's in Queens. I'm bugging. I was already there. It's in Queens. And it's right there by where the, you know, I'm not from New York. It's right there from where, like, the train tracks look like. I don't know if you ever seen Warriors, but that's how it looked like, you know, when they was running around Coney Island, trying to get back home. Warriors, come on. I done hit them with, they didn't even know that. Big shout out to my Uncle Mike. He was actually in that movie. He was actually a gangbanger in the movie. I don't even know if he's covered up for that. Did he cover it up? Like, your only important role in your life was being a gang member. Do you write that down on your resume? Like, yes, sir, I'm here to do this professional job. So what have you done in your life? You know, I play a gang banger in Warriors.
Part of the rich.
I was Bobby Balls. Smack you with a blonde weave. Big shout out to my man right now. His name is Brendan Thornton. He's actually inviting me in the studio, and I don't think I taught him etiquette because you're in the studio, you ain't supposed to get your voice on radio. Like, who does that? Who just busts out and try to get their voice on radio? He didn't even get introduced, nothing like that. Wow, like, where did he come from? He said, I'm helping your show out. I'm making yourself better. You only got two callers. Yeah, you only got two callers. Man, you know what? It's so funny, right? It wasn't nothing. It was all good just a week ago. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, had like 40 cent callers, all these internet listeners. It was all good. Yeah, your boy slipped back. Yeah, he's back. He's back, but I'm not going back to the street. Y'all think I'm going to let y'all deter me? Y'all think that two callers, my grandmother and my aunt, on the line is going to stop me? Hey, yo, that's enough right now. This is really good. My aunt in the house. Hey, yo. Hey, I remember I was sitting in the house, right? So they was like, yeah, you got a lot of callers, right? So it's a way for us to know. I'm sitting up there in my house. I got like five people on their phones just trying to give me ratings. I said, that's cheating. Shoot, at least make it 10 people. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, make a commitment. Put it out there on Facebook. Just call me for nothing. Just put it on mute. Just put it, like I said, like, call me in that 646-200-3838 and just mute it. So I get the ratings, just mute it. I mean, hey, yo, you know what's crazy, man? I know, if everybody don't know, my man Rich Money, he's like the CEO here at GG Palace. And, you know, every week when the show used to be over, he's like, yo, chick, man, that show was hitting, man. Where it was born, yeah, all these calls. I haven't heard from Rich in a minute, so I don't know if that's a good thing. Big shout out to Rich right now. I don't know if this is called me, but I miss you, brother. I don't know what's going on with your life. I don't know what I'm saying. Call a brother. I don't know if you're dying, if you're stressing, you know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? If something wrong with you, I don't have Lavina put the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean? I have to lay her hands on you. We make sure you feel better. We'll pray for your brother right down in the circle. We're going to grab hands. Dear Father God up there in heaven, if Rich right now is listening, we need you to touch his heart so he can call my telephone and lie to me. Tell him that we didn't really have two callers, that the person that we had as an engineer was looking at it wrong. We really had a lot of callers. So right now, Jesus, we are claiming a lot of callers right now. Hashalalabo, sha.
Hey. I guess you should say amen to that. No.
That's what we're doing. Stacey in Jersey City is giving us a lot of love and a lot of laughter right now. I think Stacey in Jersey City. We all have Stacey in Jersey City calling every week. You think so, Stacey in Jersey City?
Yes, I can.
You can call any week? You don't think it's impossible?
Yes,
you don't have no commitments prior to 9 o'clock?
No.
Okay. She has no commitments. So she said, would you say 8:49?
No. I said I'm free at 9.
Oh, she's free at 9. Oh, that's how you free. She's like, all right, nah, I'm free. I'm done doing what I was doing. I'm free. Yeah. It wasn't even that important either, but, you know, I make commitments to other people, and I don't want them to be disappointed in me. And, you know, I never was known as a liar. I was never known as a liar. You ain't never going to call me a liar. I ain't never lied to my mother. Why I'm gonna lie to you?
Now that's a lie.
You know what somebody said? Somebody said that too. Why I'm gonna lie to you? I never lied to my mother. Cause you know your mother's gonna whoop that ass. You can't fight. So you might just think you can just get the truth off of me. That's why my daughter. That's why I say my daughter. She's gonna say to me, right? After all this, right? She's cleaning up, and I go, Kaya, I have always told you, just tell the truth. You ain't gonna believe what came out of her mouth and almost proceeded another whooping. It didn't matter if I told the truth or not. You was gonna whoop me. I said, what?
Did you have that look in your eye?
Huh?
Did you have that look in your eye? Like,
no,
you about to get it right now?
You know how the Matrix is, and you come jump forward, and you're like, this, how did he move that fast? But what she did was she was like this, it was like slow-mo. She was like, no, Daddy, that's not what I meant. Now, mind you, she's trying this. The woman is about 20 minutes ago. I'm like, Taya, stop. I'm like, stop crying, Taya. And I'm mad right now. I'm like, I'm about to call my radio show. I can't hear the people talking like that because, you know, some people, they don't know what a woman is. They live in this new society and they call the cops. So shut up. You don't want to lose your daddy, right? You don't want your daddy to go to jail. Nah, but like I said, I love my daughter. I know my daughter is listening right now. I know she's probably hot. Hot. I'm glad my daughter ain't a thief, because if my daughter was a thief, I guarantee you $50 is going right out of my wallet right now. I'm going to get them back. Big shout out to Clement Thornton, my background engineer right now. He's doing his little beats in the background. This, I'm going to do y'all introduction. This is like my best friend since I was young. I don't really have a good childhood. The name go past it, because like before seventh grade, I was living like in a different place every 3 weeks, so I never really had no friends. So when I really settled down, I met this guy, and you know, we've been cool ever since. Man, we have an organization that's called the L. It's really famous. You can look it up on the internet. You might not follow it, you might not find it, but that's because the U.S. government is trying to shut our mouth up right now. So we're dealing with that. But he's my friend, even though I'm about to tell a story on the airwaves. He blamed me of taking his cousin Gene. Now, you listen to Stacey Pedrosian? I'm going to tell you what happened. Look, now, it's funny, right? But it ain't funny. Because it was a whole bunch of us that still together, right? But what happened was, since he knew that I was the person that didn't really have nothing, I was going through homelessness and stuff, and you know how my grandma treated me, I don't know how to call it, what kind of bias it was. Was it poor bias or some type of bias? It's like economic bias. Yeah, economically being biased. He was an economic racist. So he looked at the money that I had, my friend said, yo, you stole my cousin Gene. So I'm like, this Clem, we've been friends forever, man. Like, you know, I done hooked off on people for you. He like this, no, but that doesn't mean that you wouldn't take his jeans, because you be having like the same 2.5 pair of jeans that you and your brother split. So, but come to find out, you know, you know how KRS once say, he said, with 1.5 pair of jeans, you ain't cool. He thought we was cool because we had 5. So 5 divided by 2.5. KRS and his brother only had 3. We was like 2 more jeans better than him. Get what I'm saying? So now my best friend thinks that I stole his jeans. So that way, me and my brother had 3 pair of jeans apiece. Make it even. Just even out the number. And I didn't really think that was cool. So he wound up like apologizing, realizing I didn't have it. And so I'm hurt over that. But goes to show you that his cousin that he blamed that on me on, they're not cool no more. We're still cool. And that just goes to show you about karma. You feel me? That's what it is. Karma came back.
That's right.
I stole his gym, man. He lost her cousin. He my best friend. He lost your cousin. He my best friend. Man. Stacey from Jersey City, I got to admit, you really brightened up my day. You really made this show really funny.
Aw, thank you.
This show is in an archive. I don't know if y'all thought about how it's going to come, people. You can go on Blog Talk Radio, just how you say it, blogtalkradio.com. You go backslash. If you know the internet is with a backslash, you put in GQ Palace. And what happens is you will see our page, get up there, you can get to see all the shows that come on. I think we got, well, we got 11 different shows, 9 different hosts, I believe. I think it's 10 now. I think it's 10 different hosts because that's counting somebody. That's counting Angie. Happy birthday, Angie, if you're listening. That's counting her. But we have amazing staff over there. But you can go look up Love and Relationships, Fallout Comedy. I think that's the backslash of it is, another backslash. And you get to download some of my episodes. And you can also look at me on LinkedIn and on my YouTube page. On my YouTube page, I have each week, each one of my weeks up there. So you can actually listen to my radio show on YouTube, too. So I'll hook that up there also. So, Stacey, we definitely got to highlight this one because this has really like been a good show. The last 20 minutes has really been entertaining. I appreciate all the love. I do. I appreciate, man. I appreciate everybody that is listening to the show. Even if they, first of all, I don't believe them. That's a conspiracy theory. Because right now, I'm past my probation every period on the show where I'm supposed to get paid. So they're trying to put me back into it, saying that my rent ain't up. But you know what it is, Rich? You know what it is, you want to see? Rich, all of y'all got to tell you, Rich. Everybody on GQ Pounds Radio that has anything to say about my show, or how I'm supposed to get paid on my show from now on, I'm going to leave you with this. What would Jesus do? So I thank you this week for tuning in for your boy, Fallout Comedy Wednesdays with your boy, Chick the Comedian, man. It's been real. Stacey from Jersey City, won't you give your love out to all the people that's listening?
Next time, press the one button. I'll call in.
That's right. Next time, press one. We need, yo, I appreciate all love. The callers that I do have, if y'all happen to be the callers, I said, listen, I thank you for tuning into my show. If you ain't the callers, I said, call in. I thank you for calling anyway. You know, I forgive those who didn't call into my show because Jesus has forgiven me. And he said, how can you love me, that you, the person you don't see, and don't love your brother who you see every day? If I gave you some type of conviction, if I made you feel bad, I meant to make you feel bad because you're supposed to tune in to Fallout Comedy Wednesday with your boy Chip the Comedian. Now,
right.
If you don't know the number, 646-200-3838. It is toll free. It costs nothing, man. I know a lot of people got home phones. And if you want to do it, man, just put your home phone on speaker. Just let it rock the same way you got Mary J. Blige bumping through your speaker because the dude you just met the other day is about to come over. So if you show him that love, show me that love also. Because I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for your time. And he's asking for your booty. So that's what it is. This is Chip the Comedian on Fallout Comedy Wednesday. Make sure you call. Make sure you tune in next week, man. It's been real. It's been love. If you follow the hashtags, I tell jokes for the Lord. I tell jokes for a living. This is what I do, man. Make sure you end us out with our song. That's right, GQ Palace, we got our own song recorded by real musicians who make real music. We about to end it with that, man. Peace, man. See y'all next week. Yeah. You said what?
Love you. I love you.
I'm a realist, so I like to keep it real.
Right. Yeah.
And things just ain't been the same since you've been gone. Things just ain't been the same since you've been gone. I know I betrayed you so, but you my favorite though. When she was doing bad, I act like Super Saver Ho. And then I realized that you played a greater role. And she ain't do nothing but making niggas paper slow. Plus you my everything, my sun and moonlight. I can make everything right in just a few nights. I can show you the whole world in just a few flights. I put you in that 7 series if you move right. Unique in a special way. She intelligent, but for that paper, she hit the Players Club like Lisa Ray. I ain't wanna make believe. I took a hard hit. Everybody telling me to take it and leave. Well, I can make it work. I can make it work. I understand that I can never replace the hurt. All that stressing had a nigga confessing. Fucking listening to Usher. I done threw away your blessing.
I thought you wasn't trying. My heart kept fighting. Guess it's there for the good and bad times.
all.
They don't.
You shouldn't be with that man. He's so foul. Coming around, throwing up signs like Batman.
No, but listen, I'm filthy rich. And we argue every time you mention her name, and I call her filthy bitch. Cause misery loves company.
No, that's what they want.
You in the spot they wanna be. Plus, you my only one. And it's sad, but I gotta face the fact I can't take back what I've done. I can't erase the past, but we can race the Jag and hit the 7-room mansion, new place to crash. It's been my first night since we parted. A lot of catching up to do, so of course we started. But my phone rung and that's it. You know the response. Oh, you still keeping in touch with that bitch?
My mind was trying, and my heart kept fighting. Can't forget for the good and bad times.
So lost in them streets. Talk first, think never. Now I'm putting thoughts together. How much would it cost me to cherish her? I let the streets just control my life. Never thought of the consequences when I rolled my dice. Even worse, I played the same role back twice. And now I'm so lost. Fucked up picture and used the same Kodak twice. I thought one day they'd throw that rice. I know I caused you some pain. I was lame and I hate how I feel. We was like B and J, Jade and Will. All to the destiny, play with a will. Now I'm begging you to stay with me still. I know it makes not a bit of sense to you, cause you started a new life.
Are you sure?
But are you sure what you're doing is right?
Sound like you wasn't